Lake St. Louis, to west of Bryan Road due to bridge work. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3, yes, at stores nationwide, or log on to Xantrex3.com. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Pretty much the same all the way straight through. Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low around 60. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a high in the lower 80s. Thursday evening, mostly clear with a low around 60. And then on Friday, mostly sunny skies with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under mostly clear skies, we have 70 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. She's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 6 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Daddy, I think Bullet wants to go outside.
Then take him, son. Sure, he's a Great Dane, meaner and 100 pounds heavier than you. Sure, he's strong enough to tow an SUV, but you're a Peterson, and at four, you're a man. So take Bullet's chain and wrap it around your wrist twice.
Like this?
I use both hands, but hey. Now show him who's boss. Let him know who's top of the food chain.
But I'm afraid I could get hurt.
I'm afraid I don't understand. Just keep him away from that cat.
Come on, boy.
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seat belts? If they're under 4'9", they need a booster seat.
Daddy!
Make him spit that cat out this instant!
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
There is a place where a total stranger will give you their blood. A place where someone you never knew will save your child from drowning. Where a person who doesn't look like you, talk like you, or dress like you will give you shelter after a flood. That place is called America, where we look out for each other. When you help the American Red Cross, you help America. Please call 1-800-HELP-NOW or visit redcross.org.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't know George W. Bush would become a president.
That's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Time now for another edition of the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. Views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or advertisers of WGNU Radio. This broadcast is a production of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio, and is intended solely for the information and entertainment of our listening audience. Any rebroadcast, transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the express written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go?
Please do not beg for Wayne was shot and was killed tonight. And that was... I remember saying that progress is being made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal dignity.
And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is... 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Any, every, all kinds of ways. Get up, get to me. I got to say this. If you want to hear the whole story, if you want to feel the whole story, if you want to experience the whole story, y'all need to get on over to get on the net. If your mama doesn't have access to the internet, if your baby doesn't have access to the internet, I need you to get on, find some way. So I know you know somebody that has access to the web. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to whiterosesociety.org, and I want you to download the wake-up call from Monday. Monday, the very first hour on Monday. I want you to pass it around City Hall. I want you to feel, because Francis, Mr. 24,000, has spoken on what transpired at City Hall. Francis, please don't hurt me, Kenny. Please don't hurt me, Kenny. You're hurting me, Kenny. You're hurting me. He has spoken on what transpired at City Hall. And as usual, it's a lie. As usual, it's fabrication. And as usual, he got it wrong. Well, he's not even that good of an actor. Kenny Jones blessed him out. Used every combination of every cuss word that exists out there in America. Strung them together one way, then strung them back together another way. Then strung them and strung them and strung them and strung them again. And all of this expressed at the highest decibel. The folks in Southside, if they had the doors open, would have heard it resonating from City Hall. He was very clear. And we're not talking about a polite, grammatically respective type of blessing out. We're talking about language most foul. Language that you would spend the rest of your life from age 4 to age 24 in the bathroom with your mama washing your mouth out. That's the kind of cussing we talking about. And it was loud. And it was very clear. And one of the points that resonated through, none of the things I can repeat, none of them, my cheeks get hot just even thinking about the combos he put together. But resonating, percolating through that blessing out that Francis, Mr. 24,000, Mr. Please Don't Hurt McKinney, what was expressed to him was that you are a weak man, that you ain't nothing, that you don't have the strength of manhood. I'm not even talking about the authority that comes with position. You don't have the intestinal fortitude as a man to address me and to address this issue. And furthermore, as a white man, you better not tell me what to do in this ward. You don't get to do that. And the response, again, I really want you to go to Monday morning, first hour at whiterosesociety.org. Take a listen. Play it for your friends. My shows are archived there. You don't have to miss a minute. You can play it and play it and play it. Please don't hurt McKinney. Please don't hurt McKinney. You're hurting McKinney. You're hurting McKinney. That's who y'all scared of. That's how y'all. That's who you all were afraid to do anything to. Mr. 24,000. Mr. You're hurting McKinney. You're hurting me. And there were folks that said that teardrops were falling. Y'all saw him on the debate. His hands were shaking when he had to have a discussion. What you think he was doing when he got a good cussing? What do you think he did? You're hurting me, kidding me. Ooh, y'all can take him. Y'all can take him. Whew, it wasn't a very good week for Mr. 24,000. It wasn't a good week for him. A lot of things went south for Francis Slay last week. Wasn't a good week. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And Lord, please don't miss. Please don't miss Shameless Public Schools Watch today. Please don't miss St. Louis Public Schools Watch today. From where the money's coming from that's running your school board, from the plans that they have, please don't miss School Watch today, this morning at 7 o'clock. You please don't miss that, because you're going to get some amazing stories that you haven't gotten and you won't get anywhere else. Some hot off the press stuff, some stuff we ain't supposed to have. We have some documents that we're not supposed to have, and we're going to be talking about them today on the St. Louis Public Schools Watch. You do not want to miss this. And you don't want to miss, what is it, the 8 o'clock hour, where we have Congressman Stark coming in to talk about an amendment that he wants to add to the defense authorization bill. And Oh, what a difference. This is a kind of a, oh, what a difference an invasion of a sovereign nation makes. Oh, what a difference does an 80,000 man, the shortage in the military recruiting efforts make. Oh, what a difference. What a difference. It's my understanding that there are some changes afoot. The servicemen's or service members' legal defense network say in a new report that many highly trained specialists, including combat engineers and linguists, are being discharged involuntarily, while the Pentagon is facing extreme challenges in recruiting and retaining troops. Now, I just want you to understand where we are. The United States military has said, we are going to start taking second lieutenants that are 42 years old, overweight, can't do the push-ups, have health vouchers from their doctors saying that they can't pass the physical. We're going to start taking non-commissioned officers that are drug users, that have a horrible attitude, do not respond to orders or commands, and pregnant women. We're going to start taking all of them into the military. And remember, putting 42-year-old overweight, out of shape, in charge of troops. We're going to put them out in the front line, make them officers, people that have never been in the military before and have been doing God knows what. I mean, because even if these 42-year-olds have a few legal infractions, we're going to take them anyway. But doggone it, no gays. I don't care how healthy you are. I don't care how qualified you are. I don't care if you can do 150 push-ups in 30 seconds. Don't care. Don't care. But they're facing some challenges on this policy. I mean, what is up with that? What is up with that? Soldiers are dying. Soldiers are gonna be dying. People are going to, families are going to be destroyed. Because the military will not be able to, despite spending millions of dollars to advertise, but despite having unprecedented access into our high schools, to lie to children and to their parents. Despite the best opportunities that you could have. What else are they not being able to do besides drug us, put us in bags, and fly us over to Iraq? That's the only thing that they haven't been able to do yet. Knock kids on the head and just put them on a plane. Or walk into our prisons and go to death row and ask people, do you want to fight? Or do you want to die? You want to die here? You want to die there? Absent those two extremes, that's all our good military is not doing. Despite that. Don't ask, don't tell, we don't want you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. 454-0400. And don't forget, we are broadcasting live on the World Wide Web at www.wgnu.net. I also want to remind you, we are archived daily on WhiteRoseSociety.org. So if you miss an hour, go get an hour. I'm Liz Brown. We're taking a break. Stay with me, folks. 454-0400 is my number. 1-877-920-WGNU. Oh, I love me some Michael Jackson. Y'all need to remember. You need to hold my hand. Need to hold my hand.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at the Sowers traffic and weather. Sowers traffic is sponsored by Fazoli's Restaurants. Westbound 70 between Jonesburg and Route 19. There's an accident reported on westbound 70 between Jonesburg and Truxton. There's an accident involving an overturned vehicle. Eastbound 70 between 94 and Blanchett Bridge. Major road construction has two left lanes closed. That's closed through the fall, and traffic is backed up through 94. I-44 between mile marker 204 and 214 through Cuba. There is a report that it's knocked down to one lane due to road construction. Northbound 55 between Butler Hill and Germania. No problems to report. Eastbound 44 between Antire and 270. Everything is on the move. Eastbound 40 between Long Road and 270. Everything is moving steady. Northbound 270 between 44 and Marshall. Traffic is starting to build this hour. Westbound 270 from Lilac to New Florissant Road. Everything is on the move. Westbound 255 from Telegraph to Lee May Ferry. No problems to report there. Eastbound 40 between Highway N. Look for an accident reported on the shoulder. Eastbound 70 at 79. You have heavy volume this hour. Your bridge approaches stack up like this. Westbound 5570 between Illinois 203 and the Poplar Street Bridge. Traffic is moving freely, but it's starting to stack up a bit. Westbound 64 from the 5570 merge. Look for normal traffic. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way into Laclede's Landing. Everything is moving steady. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Fazoli's Restaurants. Now at Fazoli's, you can build your own pasta starting for just $2.99. Choose your pasta, choose your sauce, and add on from there. Try Fazoli's Build Your Own Pasta from $2.99 at any area location. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Looks pretty much the same all the way straight through. Mostly sunny today, a high in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a high once again in the lower 80s. Thursday evening, mostly clear with a low around 60. And then on Friday, setting up for a beautiful weekend, looks like mostly sunny skies with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under clear skies, we have 70 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 68 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call coming up next. We'll take another look at your news, your traffic, and your weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
To me, summer is family time, a time to spend with the kids doing stuff we all love to do, which is why we go to Worlds of Fun. That and the fact that they have lots of coasters. Mamba, Timberwolf, Spinning Dragons, Boomerang. I like to ride them all. Of course, Worlds of Fun has stuff for the kids, too. Mine loves the new Peanuts Playhouse at Camp Snoopy. They played and played, took a little break, and then played and played some more. Then, if we need to cool off, we go to Oceans of Fun, where we ride the water slides, Typhoon and Diamond Head, and then the tube rides, Caribbean Cooler, Aruba Tuba, and Hurricane Falls. And finally, the wave pool. Another great thing is we can stay the night at the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort. Talk about easy.
Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Do one park or do both with the ride and slide ticket.
It's so cool.
Open daily. Make reservations for the new Worlds of Fun Village Resort or book your Joe Cool's Backyard Barbecue at worldsoffun.com.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Don't leave home without it.
Because you ought to know what you're going to get in me. Just a little touch of star quality.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. When you were talking about hitting people over the head and stuff, you know, that was an old practice back in the 19th century, somewhat like that. There used to be a term for it. It was called Shanghai.
Okay.
And you know, they're going to bring that back.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're getting desperate enough to, you know, make all these waivers and stuff and, you know, have people who are out of... And isn't that the same criticism they have of women who can't meet the standards? Now they're waiving all these standards.
That is correct. That is correct. It's wild. It is absolutely wild.
Yeah, it is. And you know, and in a way, it could also build up resentment amongst the other soldiers who had to meet the requirements.
Oh, I think that it will. It has to. It absolutely has to. It absolutely has to.
Right, you're going to have a guy who can't even do the standards and stuff, and here you have another guy who had to meet all the standards, you know, and probably got, you know, pushed to doing those standards, too.
And who's going to be willing to listen to a 42-year-old person, a 39-year-old person, a 36-year-old person who has never been in the military and who only had a 16-week training and who they waived some of the requirements to get him in there? Who's going to be willing to follow that person's lead? We're not talking about whether or not people can get along around the water cooler. We're talking about whether someone will follow someone's command in a life or death situation, and do you trust that person enough to follow their command, and will you instinctively respond to the directives of a 36-year-old, 38-year-old, 39-year-old, 42-year-old that can't do enough push-ups and got a waiver to get in here? I don't think, mentally, I don't see how you could ever let your mind go to that place. How could you ever trust that person?
That's a very good point. And also, you were talking about the advertisements that the military makes, and it's not exactly working.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on that note, you know, you hear all this stuff about, you know, advertisements and, you know, having a negative effect on people, you know, or getting people to buy things that they don't need and stuff. I mean, like, so how come it's not working with the military?
Well, every advertisement doesn't work either. You don't get, you don't put Timothy McVeigh's face on a jar of lotion and expect that bottle to sell. You know, Timothy McVeigh is not a choice that an advertiser would make. There are some products that cannot be sold. You know, so the fact that this is a product that cannot be sold despite the best efforts. Everything doesn't sell. You know, garlic-flavored bubble gum doesn't sell. No matter how many slick commercials that you're going to have out there. And no matter how many rappers you get to put it into their video, it ain't going to sell. Bottom line, they're selling a product that can't be sold. They're trying to sell a product that can't be sold. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Car phone.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Every morning before I go to work, I turn on C-SPAN. This morning they had a Republican congressman, I can't remember his name. He was calling for doubling the troops in Iraq.
Mm.
Now I'm wondering where he's going to get the troops from first. And
well, like the last caller said, I think that they're going to have a new policy, Shanghai.
Yeah.
They're just going to start knocking folks on the head and taking them.
Or drugging them.
Mm. And getting them to sign. It's going to be Operation Shanghai.
Well, I come from a military family, and yesterday a female host called me a traitor because I refused to drink this Kool-Aid that George Bush has been selling since he's been in office. I mean, this guy is a disaster. I just don't understand the American people.
Well, I mean, there are some people that their way of life, from their perspective, is enhanced by this regime. And there's no, you know, people that are stuck on stupid, you need to just understand that that's where they've chosen to live, that's their address, this is their place of preference. Let it go. You know, people that are stuck there are stuck there. You know, and don't expect them to unstick themselves because it's a voluntary thing. If they get loosened, they just get some more of that George W. Boy George glue and stick themselves back down. They're there. They are there.
Yeah.
Let it go. They're there. You know?
And they had the nerve to mention the Powell Doctrine. You know, we're going in. Rumsfeld failed to go in with overwhelming force. I mean, how many more Iraqis did we need to massacre on that shock and awe thing? You know.
There you go.
I mean, basically, we're just massacring people.
That is correct.
And they believe that if we don't go over there and fight the Iraqis, that somehow the Iraqis are going to come to America and get us.
Stuck on stupid. Let's let it go. Let's
have
let
a good
it
day,
go.
Liz.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Another car phone. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Well, I was watching C-SPAN last night around 6 o'clock, and they had these speeches up in the Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Gives me kind of hope because now I heard two Republican congressmen, one from Texas and one from Tennessee, both lambasted this administration and correctly identifying where the problem is with these neocons and how they have led us down and, you know, they've misled us into this war, the effects it's going to have on this economy.
Do you know that Alan Greenspan is now saying that the gap between the haves and the have-nots is so big, it is so stark, it is so huge, that it is now going to affect our economy? You think?
Well, I'll tell you what. Pat Buchanan, I heard him a couple of weeks ago on another station, and he was talking about how there's going to be like a civil war inside the Republican Party come this next election.
Oh, there is. There is.
I think I witnessed the first couple salvos last night.
You know, get your popcorn and your big gulp because it's gonna be something to watch. It is going to be something to watch.
Every Democrat should be out there talking about these Downing Street memos.
No. You know, Steve, you know, look, and I don't know how many times I'm gonna have to tell you this, but understand this, that the Democrats' job is to attack Howard Dean. Get it straight. They ain't supposed to attack any Republicans. They're supposed to attack Howard Dean. Are you clear?
Well, I'll tell you what. I agree. There's some kind of scripted thing going on out there.
Is that crazy or what?
No, I'll tell you.
They are attacking Howard Dean more than they are attacking George W. Bush.
And I'll tell you what. He might have put it in some crude terms, but he's...
Wait a minute. What's wrong?
Talking the truth.
It's like... There are people that play in a strategy Everybody has the role. There are tree shakers and there are jelly makers. Everybody can't do the same thing. Let Howard Dean go do what Howard Dean is going to do. Y'all do what you're supposed to do. Instead of attacking Howard Dean, and I'm not saying I'm a fan, I'm not saying that I support him, but for goodness sake, if he says something negative about the Republican, the job of a senator in the Democratic Party is not to run and say, oh, he's wrong and I'm going to distance myself from him. That's some Joe Lieberman, Bill Clinton stuff. Joe Lieberman was the first Democrat to run out there and say, yeah, Bill Clinton is right, is wrong. Come on, you know?
I got a couple of issues about Howard Dean, but I tell you what, I think this last election cycle, he figured out a formula. And they don't want him to figure out that formula because they just want to go along to get along.
Oh, here and here's the thing, but also notice some of the things that are happening around the edges here. Hillary Clinton actually said, when are Democrats going to be fighting? I suspect that she doesn't want, because she has ambitions, she doesn't want anybody to be able to take the lead on a strong Democratic front. So now she's dipping her little toe into out of the moderate pool and trying to get into a little bit of the real pool of progressivism. So I think that we might see Howard Dean force some of these cowards to jump back or to change their act. We'll see.
I thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you for yours. Listen, folks, we're taking a break. I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. And you don't want to miss the next hour. You do not. Wake your babies up. Yeah, I know school's out, but they need to listen to this. Get them up. Get everybody you know up. We got some news to break on the next hour. I'm Liz Brown. Wake up call. You need to stay with me.
From left to right, politics be part of the possible.
School, church, civic, and other nonprofit organizations often have tight budgets. At WGNU, we understand that and remind you that we can help. If you know of a nonprofit group that would like WGNU to help promote events and ongoing programs free of charge, just send a fax with all the information to our public service department at area code 314-454-6609. Requests must be submitted 2 weeks in advance of any event. WGNU Radio reserves the right to edit or reject any submission because of time constraints and objectionable or commercial content.
Hi, this is Leora Daniels, and I invite you to join me every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 9 for good gospel music and church news on the Highway to Heaven broadcast. Start your Saturday off right with me, Leora Daniels, and the Highway to Heaven broadcast. Saturday mornings at 8:30, right here on WGNU.
Why listen to Brand X Radio when you can listen to something brand new? Join the conversation by calling 314-454-0400 or toll-free from outside the local calling area at 1-877-920-WGNU. For those of you who may be alphabetically challenged, that's 1-877-920-9468. Stop rushing around the radio dial. Leave it here and call in and talk on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Cape Town. Following allegations of corruption, the president of South Africa has dismissed his deputy president. Thabo Mbeki is receiving a barrage of praise for the firing of Jacob Zuma, as it is being perceived as a signal of determination to root out corruption. Zuma was once the heir apparent to Mbeki. His complicity in the trial of a former financial advisor named Shabir Shaikh caused the president to call for his dismissal. Shaikh was found guilty of fraud and corruption last week and sentenced to 15 years in prison. It was revealed that he had a corrupt relationship with Zuma in connection with an arms deal. And Dateline Washington. President Bush helped put another $23 million in the GOP coffers the last couple of days. The commander-in-chief made a speech at a gathering of campaign donors last night that paid $2,500 apiece to hear what he had to say, which was a reform of the tax code, a push for an energy bill, permanent tax relief, and the Democrats are bad for trying to stop all of his work. One of those in attendance was Mary Carey, a star in the adult film business who wants to be Lieutenant Governor of California next year. Earlier in the day, the president spoke at a fundraiser for Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum and raked in $1.5 million for the senator's re-election campaign. This is your wake-up call global news update.
You don't have to travel to Washington, D.C. to visit the West Wing. Just listen to Herb Steck online at WGNU.net.
Hey, cool cats and delicious babes.
Put on your poodle skirts, bobby socks, and saddle shoes.
Slick back your hair and get your ducktails looking good.
Because it's time to party with
50s at the Hop in Branson, Missouri.
Go, Jim Dandy, go!
You're going to shout with Proud Mary.
And you'll be dancing in the aisles with
50s at the Hop in Branson, Missouri.
Go, Jim Dandy, go!
If you're ready to rock around the clock, call 417-335-5300. That's 417-335-5300.
Shake, rattle, and roll with 50s at the Hop in Branson, Missouri.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Stand there and listen to my life go by. And at times I wonder why I even try. Well, I try because I like to finish what I start and I have. Like I'm invisible.
Say that you won't treat me the way you're treating me. Say that you won't.
Welcome back. Oh, I love me some Luther. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. Veronica, good morning.
Good morning, young lady. How are you?
I'm outstanding.
I had called to speak about the suspension that I received April 1st.
Okay, can we do this in the second hour, please?
The
second hour is the St. Louis Public Schools Watch.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. Call in the second hour when we can talk more fully about that, okay?
All right.
All right, thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to talk about Michael Jackson from the perspective of the attorneys that tried the case. Now, this prosecutor, Tom Sneeden, now he, I think he's been a prosecutor for, he says, about 37 years. And he's going to be known as the loser of all times. That's quite a legacy to leave after being a prosecutor for so many years, because not only in the United States, but all over the world, he's going to be known as the loser of all times to Michael Jackson. What a legacy. And Tom Mesereau, I believe his name is, I think he's a very good attorney, a class act, and he showed the media what he thought about them, because after Michael Jackson was found not guilty on all 10 counts, he didn't even give them an interview. He totally snubbed them, because he said all through the trial that they were trying Michael in the papers, on television, on the radio, every day of the week, and not giving the defense attorney side very little coverage. So I'd like to say that Tom Sneeden, you're going to be known as a loser of all times in the United States and all over the world. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, 454-0400, that's my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. Carfo, you're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I'm the guy that's been calling. I was over there in the first Gulf War, and I think me and you from the very beginning been saying what a mistake that this was, this Gulf War.
Absolutely.
And I was telling you the same thing. I said, them people over there couldn't even fly a plane without our permission.
That's right.
And everybody, I just wish you would play some of those tapes of them people that will argue you down about the Gulf War and how Saddam was a threat. Mm-hmm. And I just kept on saying he wasn't a threat. He couldn't even fly a plane. How could he be a threat?
That's
those
right.
Terrorists over there only caught us off guard. Now that we on guard, it's nothing they can do. They're almost dismantled. and now all these American people are jumping on the bandwagon, something that we already knew. They was the dumb ones. Some of those people never even been in the military. And talk about, oh, that the terrorists struck us and had everybody all up in arms. Let's go to cold red, cold purple. It was just so stupid.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And it continues to be stupid. It continues to be stupid.
Let's play some of those tapes, and you'll be amazed. Let the audience hear that.
All right, now.
Have a good one.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax, and my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. And if you want to email me, please do that at Liz Brown, LizzBrown, at sbcglobal.net. That's Liz Brown, LizzBrown, at SBC. No, let's do it this way. Do it at revolution@LizBrown.com. Forget the other one. revolution@LizBrown.com. I'm going to file this one under Be Careful What You Ask For. I'm going to file this one under Be Careful What You Ask For. Be careful what you protect. As Republican strategists weigh the party's prospects for 2006 and 2008, they are worried about a political confrontation with a man by the name of Roy S. Moore. Y'all know him? Sure you know him. He's the former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court who became a hero to religious conservatives when he refused to allow a federal court order to remove a Ten Commandments monument from the state's judicial building. So is he going to be the face of the Republican Party? He's a Republican who enjoys widespread support in his home state, Alabama. Oh, by the way, we're going to look at whether they signed off on the resolution about lynching. If he wins, some party strategists speculate that he could defy a federal court order again by erecting a religious monument outside the Alabama state capitol building. With the 2008 presidential race looming, Bush would then face a no-win situation. I'd either call out the National Guard to enforce a court order against the religious display on state grounds or allow a fellow born-again Christian to defy the courts. Be careful what you ask for. Be careful what you... I love it. Get your popcorn and your Big Gulp. That's a show you don't want to miss. That's a show you don't want to miss. Moore's a lot like George Wallace. Oh, Lord, get your popcorn. Get your Big Gulp. Alabama, here I come. I want to see that show. And to see George W. Bush have to confront that. This is a man who is poised to run against a vulnerable Republican governor. Get your popcorns and your Big Gulps. Oh, and by the way, he was one of the Christian conservatives who angrily asserted that Jeb Bush should have used his executive power to override the court orders to save the life of Terry Schiavo. Oh, Terry's coming back. Terry's going to come back. Get your popcorn and your Big Gulp. It's going to be a good show in Alabama. I'm rooting for Roy. 454-0400 is my phone number. Mildred.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just a word about the Michael Jackson thing.
Yes.
Remember Robert Shapiro from the Simpson trial?
I sure do.
He was interviewed the other night, and he said what you said. He said that trial wasn't worth playing to the fore.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, he said even after they went ahead with it, they strung it out for months when it could have been over in 2 weeks.
Well, they had to string it out over a period of months because it wasn't being tried in the courtroom. It was being tried in the court of public opinion.
Well, that
and you need a lot of days in order to try it in the court of public opinion.
He as good as said that, and he also said he didn't understand the prosecutor who would risk his reputation on a thing like that.
When you are obsessed and evil, those are the choices that you make.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
Bye.
I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Don't you miss it. Don't you miss it. Don't you miss the next hour. We got some stuff to talk to you about at St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'll be here with Peter Downs. We're going to rock and we're going to roll, and then we're going to rock and roll some more. Stay with us.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
A tsunami on the West Coast. Warning sounded last night after a major earthquake off the coast of Northern California. It triggered tsunami alarms, rattling many nerves, but was later canceled. ABC's Rob Hayes spoke with scientists at Caltech.
The 7.0 quake hit 91 miles west-southwest of Crescent City, the third major quake in the last 2 days, with a 7.8 shaker in Chile on Monday and a 6.4 in the Aleutian Islands. The suspicion with the Crescent City quake? It may have been triggered by the big one in Chile.
Crescent City was hit by a tsunami in 1964, killing 11 people. Australian hostage Douglas Wood has been rescued in Iraq. It was with the result of a joint military operation conducted by Iraqi forces with help from the U.S. Australian Prime Minister John Howard.
I know that all Australians will be jubilant at this news. This man has suffered immensely.
Wood has a heart condition and had been held for 6 weeks. He's married to an American woman and had been a longtime resident of California. A suicide bomber managed to get inside a restaurant on an Iraqi army base north of Baghdad. At least 23 Iraqi soldiers were killed. A new search for Alabama teen Natalie Holloway in Aruba has turned up no additional evidence in her disappearance. Authorities have been searching a swampy area near a Marriott hotel. Michael Jackson's accuser is said to be having a difficult time dealing with the not guilty verdict. D.A. Tom Snedden says the teenager doesn't understand why the jury didn't believe him. A teen in Olathe, Kansas, has been expelled from his high school after vomiting on his Spanish teacher. Police spokesman Mike Butard.
It was reported that the student had intentionally vomited on the teacher. And I'm not sure exactly the exact circumstances.
The boy's father says it was the stress of final exams that made his son sick. The teen has been charged with battery and will likely face probation. This is ABC News.
There are many ways to say goodbye.
See ya.
Cheerio.
Hasta la vista.
Ciao.
Toodaloo.
Bon voyage.
Sayonara, sister.
Later, gator.
You can say goodbye to inflexible business wireless plans any way you choose. Then say hello to Sprint PCS and a variety of flexible plans and services designed especially for your business. Right now, when you activate a new line and sign up for a 2-year service agreement, you can get the new Sprint PCS VI 2300 phone by Sanyo for just $1.99. Buy as many as you like at this price. And with traditional voice calling, walkie-talkie style calls, and email capabilities, you'll stay better connected. For this limited time offer, visit a Sprint store or call 1-877-PCS-4-BIZ. That's 1-877-PCS-4-BIZ. Subject to credit. Offer not available everywhere. Subject to changes. Termination fees, terms, and conditions apply. Say hello to savings today.
Hello.
Hello. With Sprint, business is beautiful.
Congress will turn its attention from the use of steroids by athletes to the abuse of steroids by young girls. ABC's Bill Greenwood has more.
5% of all high school girls are believed to have misused steroids to lose weight, although there's disagreement over the study from the Centers for Disease Control. Still, CDC officials will tell the House Government Reform Committee steroid abuse is a public health crisis, and when used by young girls, the drug goes hand in hand with eating disorders.
Medical experts say sexual changes from steroids are more likely to be irreversible in women than they are in men. Women experience deeper voices, facial hair, and other side effects. In Santa Ana, California, a high school principal asked teachers to reconsider the grades of 98 failing seniors to help the school meet federal requirements under the No Child Left Behind law. The principal said the school needed 95% of its seniors to graduate. The school actually needs about 83% and will graduate 84%. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, a former Waterloo, Illinois alderman faces federal charges in connection with a 2003 fire at his restaurant. Mike Augustin was arraigned in East St. Louis yesterday on 9 counts, including arson, conspiracy to commit arson, mail fraud, and wire fraud. The charges stem from the alleged arson fire at the Pop and Pizza restaurant, which Augustin owned. Augustin remains in custody and will be back in court on Friday for a detention hearing. African-American contractors in East St. Louis have agreed not to shut down I-64. The Metro East Black Contractors Organization and the Illinois Department of Transportation are working on a settlement regarding IDOT's hiring practices of minority contractors and workers. MEBCO spokesman Eric Vickers says both sides have made substantial progress.
The commitment to the training is essential. The commitment for a five-year plan to really have inclusion is probably unprecedented. So we think there's been substantial progress, and we think this is going to really be a model for participation.
The agreement includes a five-year improvement plan to work on the hiring practices of minority workers and contractors, as well as a commitment of $2 million from IDOT for a job training center. The two sides will meet again on June 28th to finalize the agreement. Illinois Senators Dick Durbin and Barack Obama are asking Congress to keep an Illinois war widow from being deported. Todd Engstrom was killed in Iraq last September. Before leaving for Iraq, Engstrom had sponsored his wife Diana's effort to gain permanent resident status in the U.S. Now, since Engstrom was a contractor and not a member of the military, his wife has no sponsor and faces deportation to her native Kosovo. Senators Durbin and Obama have introduced a bill in the Senate to grant Diana Engstrom permanent residency. Illinois Congressman Lane Evans has introduced a companion bill in the House. Finally this hour, Chris Carpenter's one-hitter last night was the first of his career and the 19th in Cardinals history. The right-hander faced one over the minimum for his second shutout of the year and the 15th complete game of his career. Carpenter struck out 10 Blue Jays to run his season total to 93, which ranks third in the National League. He is now 9-4 on the year, and his 3.17 ERA is the best among Cardinal starters. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by State Farm Insurance. Only shopping price for car insurance? Shift gears and shop value. With State Farm, you not only get the right coverage at the right price, you get an agent you can count on. Call Lenny Harrison in Brentwood. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Tropicana Pure Premium. Westbound 70 between Jonesburg and Truxton, police are working to clear an overturned vehicle. Southbound Lindbergh at 70, look for a vehicle on fire. Two right lanes are closed out at this hour. Eastbound 70 between 94 and Blanchard Bridge, major road construction. Two left lanes are closed and traffic is backed up approaching 94 now. Northbound 55 between Reavers Barracks and Virginia, no problem to report. Eastbound 44 between Bowles and Merrimack River Bridge, everything's on the move. Eastbound 40 at Mason Road, that traffic is starting to build. Northbound 270 between Gravoy and Marshall Road, look for stop-and-go traffic this hour. Westbound 270 at West Florissant, look for heavy volume this hour. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge to Lindbergh, look for no problems to report. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and 79, there's heavy volume out there. Northbound 270 at Manchester, that traffic is easing after an earlier stall. Eastbound 40 between Spady and Lindbergh, look for slow traffic, and your bridges look like this. Westbound 5570 between 3rd Street and the Poplar Street Bridge, expect slow traffic this hour. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge, look for traffic to be flowing freely. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank all the way into Laclede's Landing. Everything is moving steady at this hour. Darrell Lane off of Conway Road, there's a report of a house fire that's in Ladue, and that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Tropicana Pure Premium. This morning, don't just rise, shine. Have a Tropicana morning. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Everything looks pretty much the same straight through. Mostly sunny skies with a high in the mid-80s today. Mostly clear this evening with a low in the lower 60s. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Thursday evening, mostly clear with a low around 60. And Friday, mostly sunny skies once again with a high in the mid-80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 71 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 68 and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake-Up Call. Up next, it's St. Louis Public Schools Watch with Peter Downs. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can this go?
St. Louis Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly in-depth look at developments affecting the education of our children.
Welcome back, welcome back, and we are with the St. Louis Public Schools Watch this hour, and I'm here with Peter Downs. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
Pretty good this morning, Liz.
Very good, very good. Oh, my goodness, we have some stuff here to talk about. That's yours. We have some stuff here to talk about. I have came upon over the weekend some plans by the St. Louis School Board to change the bylaws, the little notes, the little intentions, and I want to talk about that. You've had a chance to look at them?
Yes, I have.
And before we have a discussion about what the changes they're planning to do, Peter, let's talk about the significance of the bylaws, what the bylaws are about.
Okay.
The bylaws are essentially the laws. They're the rules by which the Board of Education mm-hmm. is supposed to operate.
Mm-hmm.
Tells them how to run meetings, how to act on their committees, how to conduct all their business.
Mm-hmm. And the it's not like we have a board members, folks following the rules anyway.
It's not like
they're following the rules anyway, which makes the changes that they want to make even more astounding because they ain't following the rules anyway.
No, they aren't. And if you could look at the bylaws as they exist and look at their changes, one of the things that is very interesting is the way they've been ignoring them.
Mm-hmm.
I know anybody who's been to a school board meeting has heard President Darnita Plainscale say that during the public comment session that there is no response from the board
mm-hmm.
at the meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And the bylaws state just the opposite. The bylaws state that when a short response is appropriate, that board members can respond.
Mm-hmm.
That it's when lengthy responses are necessary that they'll respond later outside meetings.
Well, let's go to that, excuse me, that section of the bylaws. Now, these are bylaws. What they've done is, and I'm certain that they're circulated to the board members, some of the board members. And before we get to that, who made the changes in these bylaws? There's a bylaws committee, right?
There is a bylaws committee. Until last week, it was a committee of one.
And who was the one person on the bylaws committee?
That was Vincent Shamel.
Mr.
The public is Nazi Shamel.
And this has brown shirt written all over it. These changes have brown shirt written all over it. How did we come to find that it was just Shamel and Shamel alone that's made the changes to the bylaws, or that wants to make these Nazi-like changes to the bylaws?
Well, last week...
And this is not Nazi-like. This is big Nazi.
Last week at the administrative meeting of the board, Darnita Plainscale wanted to put on the agenda for last night's meeting a vote on the bylaws. So she had going to have a report out from the bylaws committee, and Veronica O'Brien asked, who's on the committee? And she had to ask about half a dozen times to get an answer, but the answer was that it's just Vincent Shamel.
So and didn't Veronica also ask, well, when are the meetings, and how do we have notice of the meetings?
Yes, she did, because Vincent Shamel said he was trying to report out. Without answering who's on the committee, he said, you know, the committee has met and approved these bylaws. Well, I guess he called a meeting with himself. And what kind of notice did he provide of that?
And what kind of discussion did he have with himself? You know, do you approve this, Vince? I think I do approve that, Vince. I don't like your attitude, Vince.
This is Vince. It must have been a roaring argument going on.
There were a lot of statements. There were a lot of statements. And then he got up from the meeting, got in his car, and then went and ran into another car. Vince Shamel is the one person on the committee that made the changes in the bylaws without discussion with anybody else. He said through the vote of one person that the committee has voted to accept these without the eyes or the fingers or the brain of anybody else taking a look at these bylaws. And Darnita Plainscale wanted to vote on these changes last night and accept them. Is that right?
Yes, that's what she wanted.
Crazy, just crazy stuff. So let's talk about the, because I really think that you can get the tone of the entire Nazi-ist changes that Vince Shamel made on the bylaws by himself in the comfort of his own home. You get the whole tone of it. In fact, you described the tone when we were off the air.
Yeah, the tone is shut up and sit down.
Shut up and sit down. Shut up and sit down. Let's talk about the changes in the meetings part. Do you have that?
I was looking for that part. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
There are two types of changes,
okay.
Right? They're deleting old sections and adding new.
And then let me just describe that for a second. When people make changes of bylaws, when they make changes of laws, what they do is they take the copy of the existing law and they put a line through the parts of the existing law that they no longer want to be in effect, and then they write in after that what the new law is going to be. So help us with, read us what the old law was, and then read us what Vince Shamel's changes to the committee of one. Committee of one. Ms. Shamo, committee of one changing the dang bylaws.
Okay, the old law had a section on public participation at meetings. It said, interested persons are allowed to appear before the board or its committees at open meetings. The new law changes.
No, Vince Shamo, committee of one.
That's right. It's not approved yet.
Yes.
Also. So Vince's changes.
Okay, Vince's changes.
Would change are to maybe. So instead of saying that the public can appear before the board, it says
maybe. Depending upon my mind, depending upon if I'm sober, depending upon what my attitude is, maybe.
That's right. And it also crosses out committees. So, and changes it to say that interested persons may be allowed to appear before the board at its regular meeting.
So that changes from we used to be able to go to the committees and we used to be able to speak at the committees.
Yes.
So you would no longer be able to speak at the committee meetings.
That's right. Now, the current agenda specifies, it's in the current bylaws, it specifies that every agenda will have a period for public session.
30-minute period.
Yes. The new bylaws state the president, in setting the agenda, will determine if, when, and to what extent public comment will be permitted.
Shut up and sit down. If this is not Nazi brown shirt Vince Shamo stuff, I don't know what is. You want to change the bylaws to read that the president decides if he or she is in the mood to hear it. Maybe we might have some public comment.
That's right. That's exactly it. And the public wouldn't know beforehand whether they're going to be allowed to comment or not.
So you could have parents coming down. You could have kids coming down. You could have anybody coming down with serious issues that need to be given to the board. Because the purpose of public comment is to let the board know the things that are going on in the school district. It's not like the board, you have access to the board members at any other time of the day. There's no place that you can go down to the St. Louis school district and run into a board member. This is the reason that this is set up is because it's public money, because these are public schools, and because these are jobs that people are not getting a direct paycheck for. So the idea that now all of a sudden, if I'm a mother and I'm in a school and my child is in a school and my child was assaulted by a janitor, a custodian, I can't come down to the board and say that and tell the board members that I can't come down to the board or even a less dangerous one that the school conditions at a certain school are a certain way. I can't do that. I mean, that's what Ben Shamel is saying. I don't want to hear it. In other words, they're saying, I don't give a horse's patoot about what's going on in the schools out there. I don't care. I don't want to hear it. Shut up and sit down.
That's what he's saying. And just from the point of view of effective government, they always talk about wanting to be effective, mm-hmm. right? What he's saying is we do not want to be effective.
Because
the whole idea of public comment, you're right, this is public business. This is public agency. There's no way that any one person can know everything that's going on. So we want to appear when we're going to be making decisions, the way the law is set up now, saying when these officials are going to be making decisions, there needs to be a period of public comment so they can hear from other people who
that's
have
right.
information
that's
about
right.
what they're going to decide.
That's exactly right. So if I am a laborer out there and the business that the board is going to decide a contract on and I have information about the effectiveness or the problems that business has or how that business is done in other communities, now the board's saying, I don't care. I don't give a horse's patoot about what you have to say about this business because I'm not listening to it. And I think that an important point to bring up at this juncture also, Peter, is apparently, Craig Williams should have read this. Craig Williams, Mr. I'm coming in, Mr. $300,000, I'm coming in, and we are, didn't he say we're going to engage the public? Didn't he say that we are not going to do what has been done in the past? Didn't he say all of that? Didn't he talk all that smack?
Yeah, he has said all that.
And the first thing, almost the very first thing that he is doing is supporting bylaws changes that says that the shut up and sit down. That's, isn't that what's happening here?
I don't know what he's doing on this.
Well, my point is that if Darnetta Klingstell was going to vote on changing these bylaws last night, Craig Williams either should have known or he did know. Because if he doesn't know, then there's a huge problem that he doesn't know about the changes that are being made to his own board. So that there's a problem right there. And if you did know and you haven't said anything, that's a huge problem right there. They were going to vote on these bylaws last night. Is that correct?
Well, a week ago, she wanted to put them on last night's agenda to vote
right.
on.
Right, exactly.
Now they weren't.
Exactly. Okay.
There was actually a motion to put them off because, and we were talking about how they weren't following bylaws,
mm-hmm.
because, I think it was actually Ron Jackson pointed out, under their existing bylaws, September is specified as the month when they can amend bylaws.
And the point, again, is that Darnetta Klingstell wanted the committee.
Right. She wanted to rush them through.
She wanted to rush them through. So the question becomes, does Craig Williams know about these? And if he does, why hasn't he said anything about the problems that are in these bylaws? Because the first thing that these bylaws do is take away the ability of the public to have access and to have comments on their own school board and their own school district. And that is totally contrary to everything. I mean, he certainly was out there with the dang yearbook. That was
yes.
a priority to him, that little kid shouldn't be saying words like nipple rings. Well, you should be more concerned about whether or not the public has the right to come in and say, this building is falling apart and I want to know what you're doing about it.
Oh, I agree with you. Now, it's clear at the meeting last night, there's several things about the bylaws and state law that Craig Williams either did not know or was ignoring.
Mm.
You know,
for example,
we don't know what he knows,
mm-hmm.
really, but came up at the meeting.
And this is a school board meeting last night.
School board meeting last night. There was a budget discussion. They have for several months. They've had every month on their agenda has been a finance report. So a finance report, and a motion made to adopt a budget for next year. Two problems with that. One is the budget assumes in there, in the finance report, it assumes the outsourcing of the stationary engineers.
Huh? Do they know about that?
And stationary engineers got up.
Do they know that the budget that Craig Williams
they do within the last week
that Craig Williams' $300,000 a year salary is going to be balanced off the backs of the outsourcing of the stationary engineers? Do they know that?
Well, they got up to say they didn't know that.
Mm.
You had the president of their local and their attorney who pointed out that the board, if they approve that, are violating state law. That state law requires that if the situation of employees is changed and the employees are represented by a union, then the district has to give the representatives time to meet and confer about those changes.
Mm-hmm.
And there was never any notice given to the union about possible outsourcing of their jobs.
And didn't the union say, we have a contract too?
And they went on to say, and 2 years ago, this board agreed to a 5-year contract with the stationary engineers.
And
they got 3 years left to run.
And what does the shut-up, sit-down board have to say to their obligation to a 5-year contract? What do they have to say?
The board's attorney, Ken Brostrin, after Veronica O'Brien stressed that it was this 5-year agreement, Ken Brostrin said, we don't have a contract.
We have a
policy statement.
We don't have a stinking contract. We have a policy statement. And that policy statement, what?
That can be changed at any time by the board.
If this is not Nazi Germany, I don't know what is. So the stationary engineers who sat down in good faith with this board and negotiated a really good deal for themselves. They're the only ones that stood up for themselves and did what we advocated, shut it down. They shut the system down and they negotiated the appropriate deal for themselves. Now they're being told, so what? We don't have to, so what? We let you have a year, so what? Bump y'all.
So what? That's right. Now the board, they listened to the first part of that, and they passed the motion and said, all right, let's give the supervisor, let's give the superintendent the authority to meet and confer and have them come back and report to us on those meet and confer meetings.
Well, the question for our $300,000 man, did he know what his own budget said? Did he know that?
Oh, yes, we can say definitely he knew that because that was reported at their administrative meeting a week ago. Just a week ago, they said
They said what?
Outsourcing the stationary engineers. Said after we outsource the custodians, we're going to outsource the stationary engineers.
Did the $300,000 man know that he had to meet and confer with them before that happened?
See, that's what we don't know.
Well, okay. Was it $300,000 man at the meeting where he was told about the budgeting on the back of the stationary engineers?
Yes.
Did he say anything then that I've got to meet and confer with him?
No, he did not.
And we can assume, reasonably so, that he still didn't know anything about it because Darnetta Klingstell did not bring it up at the school board meeting. It was Veronica O'Brien who brought it up, the meet and confer piece?
The representatives of the stationary engineers.
So nobody...
It came up in public comment.
It came up in public comment. There you go. There you go. It came up in public comment. So the president of the board didn't mention it. The Craig Williams... $300,000 man didn't mention it. It came up in public comment. So if it hadn't been for public comment, these people either knew and ignored or didn't know what the law was and they were getting ready to do something illegal either through being stupid or being intentional.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right.
$300,000 man and didn't know. So what? So was that passed? Was that?
No, there was no... Board Member Bill Purdy raised another objection to voting on the budget. It wasn't on the agenda.
Aw, dang. What you mean it wasn't on the agenda?
No vote was on the agenda. All that was on the agenda was finance report budget discussion, which they've had on the agenda every month. He says state law requires that you specify on the agenda matters you're going to be voting on. Nowhere does it specify we're going to be adopting a budget.
These people are stupid beyond belief. These people are incompetent beyond belief. They have a committee of one, Vince Schemel, writing and conferring with himself and meeting with himself and voting with himself on whether or not bylaws should be changed. And Darnetta Klingstell saying, well, we had committee meetings and let's vote these things in. And the bylaws said that you can't vote these things in. And they want to change the bylaws that they can't. When they've already demonstrated that they can't even follow the bylaws that they have right now. Crazy.
Yes, yes.
Just crazy. We got to take a break. This is just madness. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Crazy. We'll be back.
Going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? And remember when I moved in you, the holy dark was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by True Value Hardware Stores. Northbound 55 between Weber Road and Arsenal, no problems to report this hour. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, look for everything to be slow this hour. Eastbound 44 from Bowles to Merrimack River Bridge is slow in the right lane as you approach 270. Northbound 270 between Sappington and Big Bend, stop and go traffic. Westbound 270 between Old Falls Ferry and West Florissant, expect very heavy volume this hour. Eastbound 70 between T.R. Hughes and 79, look for heavy volume coming in out of St. Charles County. Eastbound 40 between 270 and Brentwood, traffic is lighter than normal. Northbound Route 3 ramp to westbound 5570 is closed until late June for deck repairs. The detour is to take eastbound 5570 to 4th Street, then double back onto westbound 5570. There are no delays at this hour. Westbound 5570 between 3rd Street and the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge, everything looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois Bank to Laclede's Landing, everything is moving freely this hour. Darrell Lane off of Conway Road, there's a two-alarm house fire. That's in Ladue. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic is sponsored by your participating True Value stores. Don't miss True Value's weekend project sale now through June 26th. Get great prices on paint, lawn, and garden supplies. True Value's weekend project sale. Help is just around the corner. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Looks forward to pretty much the same, straight through. Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s. This evening mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. And that could be pretty much duplicated throughout the rest of the week. Thursday mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Thursday evening mostly clear with a low around 60. Then on Friday, a great setup for the weekend. Mostly sunny skies with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 71 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 69 in clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call and St. Louis Public Schools Watch with Peter Downs. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9913.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. Our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for thousands of our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
According to IRS statistics, the average settlement for accepted offers and compromise was between 12 and 15 cents per tax dollar owed, which means you could qualify to reduce your tax debt by as much as 85%. If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9913. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9913. 9913. That's 800-376-9913.
This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning Wake Up Call.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We are talking about the change to the bylaws made by a committee of one of Vince Schemel in his house. He voted on them. He amended them. He Nazi'd them up, and he approved them out of his committee to Darnetta Klingstell, who wanted to approve these change of bylaws as they stand. We got a copy of these changes, and they didn't want us to have a copy of these changes. We have a copy of them, and we're letting you know what these changes are. And basically, it comes down to, as Peter Downs has said, shut up and sit down. Let's go back to the public meeting rules that they're trying to change, or the open public comment rules that they're trying to change.
All right. So when they do feel like allowing public comment, they're going to pick and choose of the people who sign up.
Mm.
All right. Right now, they have a mandatory public comment period.
30 minutes.
Sign up sheet, first 10 people, and, you know, it's first come, first serve.
There you go.
That's it. You sign up, you're one of the top 10, you get in there. Under the bylaws, under Vince's changes, they would let the president pick who to speak, who signs up. It says priority will be given to speakers in the following order: parents and students, teachers, elected officials, employers, and then at the very bottom, taxpayers and the general public.
So an employer, so I could be an employer of a chicken farm in Podunk, Arkansas, and I could come and speak at the board before a person who lives in the city that's being impacted by change, or let's say just impacted by the violence at Vashon, being impacted by the schools across the street from me, not grass not being cut. I can't comment, but somebody that owns a business can.
Yes. Assuming they know that person owns a business.
Assuming that they do, yeah. But theoretically, always, who yes. the heck is an employer? What does that mean?
Right.
An employer? Oh, so if I employ somebody, then I can talk.
That's
what
right.
I'm saying.
That's right.
If I hired somebody that night, I would be an employer, and then I could talk.
Then you could talk. There's a difference here. If all you do is work for a living, then you can't talk. You're the bottom of the heap. But if you're somebody who employs somebody else.
These are Vince Shamel changes. These are Vince Shamel
changes.
Committee of One Nazi changes. Amazing. Anything else you want to share with us about the changes they want to make to public comment? And again, I want to hear what Craig Williams, I want to hear what the $300,000 man has to say about these changes in these bylaws. He either doesn't know about them, and for $300,000, you better know every single thing that's going on in your district. And secondly, if you know about them, this is certainly contrary to the smack you were talking about how you want the public to be informed and engaged in what's going on in the St. Louis public schools.
All right, more changes.
Mm-hmm.
This, I think, is important to note because it shows that Darnetta Klingscale was already and for months has been following the Shamel changes and not the actual bylaws.
Mm.
The existing bylaws state, in general, only those questions or requests for information which entail simple, short, factual responses will usually be answered at board meetings.
Mm. So she has been saying.
And she's been saying what the Vince changes are. No oral responses will be provided during the meeting.
I got to get to some of these other changes too, Peter, because all we have is an hour. This committee membership changes, the ad hoc board committees. This is the thing that is so shocking. This is just so shocking. Another Vince change, another Nazi change. Talk to us about these ad hoc changes, ad hoc committee, board committee changes.
Okay, they have two kinds of committees. They have standing board committees and ad hoc committees. Ad hoc committees are temporary committees.
Mm-hmm.
They pull together. The old bylaws said that the president would act in collaboration with the board to establish and appoint ad hoc committees.
Mm-hmm.
And that those committees will automatically expire when they have done their work. The new
Vince changes. Mm-hmm.
Says simply that the president will appoint any ad hoc committee.
And the other
people. The president will decide what ad hoc committees are necessary, not the board.
Not the board. Not one person will decide. The board won't decide.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. And that one person will appoint everybody who's on that ad hoc committee.
And?
Not the board.
And?
And that one person may appoint people who are not on the board to be on that committee.
In fact, they will have full voting rights. I didn't elect Sam Jones, that's a friend of Vince Shamel, that has real estate interests in the city of St. Louis, to be on a real estate committee. I didn't vote for him to be on the committee. And now Vince Shamel is saying, and Darnetta Klingscale is saying, and Craig Williams is saying that we can have Sam Jones, who has real estate interests in the city of St. Louis, on the real estate committee, who can look at the bids, who can look at the information, who can get information out to his friends or his colleagues. And we as citizens may never know that Sam Jones was on the ad hoc committee, a real estate committee for the St. Louis Public Schools, because there's nothing in here that says that they have to tell us who these members are.
That's right. And now we as citizens may never know, but to make sure we as citizens don't know, the rest of the board may never know.
May never know. Because all the president of the board has to do, she can decide in her home alone, like Vince Shamos decided in his home alone, you know what, we need an ad hoc committee to decide who's going to get the plumbing contracts for the city of St. Louis Public Schools. I'm going to create an ad hoc committee on that. And I'm going to put all my plumbing friends on this committee, and they can carve it out and decide it up if they want to and vote on it and then send the recommendations to the board and we'll vote on it. I mean, that's yes, conceivably what can happen.
It can work, that's right.
And we didn't vote for any of those people to be on the committee. If this is not just handing out money, opportunities to hand out monies to friends, I don't know what is. And these are Vince rules. These are Vince changes.
These are Vince changes, that's right.
So what are some other things that were in these Vince changes? How about the elimination of all of the state rules piece about just cutting everything down to one paragraph?
Yes, they have under the current bylaws, they have a four-page bylaw on open and closed meetings. Mm-hmm. They take 4 pages they quote the state statute saying when they can close a meeting. Mm-hmm. So it makes very clear what things they can do in closed meetings, and everything else has to be in open meetings. The new bylaw essentially cuts it down to one sentence.
And it says?
It says, all meetings of the Board of Education or its committees, cross out, shall be held in compliance with state law.
So we're talking about pages and pages of information that says, it has to do this, you have to do this, you have to do this, you have to do that. What's the significance of reducing it down to one sentence? What's wrong with trying to save a tree?
Well, I think the significance is there, if somebody's trying to figure out if they're doing anything legal or illegal, they now have to go someplace else to look up the state law.
That's exactly right. So they're not trying to have an informed public at all.
That's right. With the current bylaws, inform the public. They say, these are the rules we operate by.
These are all of the rules that we don't send you to the law library or where the state statutes are to figure out and then have to debate with us of whether or not we are following the law, because we put it all in front of you. And now Vince Shamo, with his Vince changes, again, going to the whole shut up, sit down, we're not interested in you, and we're trying to cut you out of this entire process. The Vince Shamo changes are saying, y'all don't need to know any of the rules that we're supposed to follow. And we're not going to tell you.
That's right. If you want to know, go look it up.
And then
go find a law library. Go figure out how to look through state statutes.
There you go.
To find the right statute that applies.
There you go. And then copy it and bring it back. And then we'll debate you on whether or not you got the right ones. And we're still not going to do what we want to do, because it comes down to your word against ours. Right here, it's their word, because they have it written down. These are the rules that they're supposed to follow.
That's right.
We're going to take a break, folks. St. Louis Public Schools Watch. I'm here with Peter Downs. I'm Liz Brown. Crazy. Just crazy. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with us.
Don't let me have it. Not even him. No one else want it. If I try to take it, they want to break me down and strip me naked. They write a brand new rule and break it. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they fake it. But I'm gonna make it, Lord, I can take it. I'm the greatest man alive. Cut the drama, boy, save it for your mama. I'm the greatest
man alive. Happy Roswell was doubly cursed.
Strike three, you're out.
He was bad at sports and lousy with girls.
Strike three, you're out.
And the reason for both? Happy just plain tried too hard.
Just one more strike, please?
Then Happy went to the Louisville Slugger Museum. He saw the actual bats swung by Ty Cobb, Lou Gehrig, and Ted Williams. But what really hit home was the quote from Ted Williams.
Baseball is the only field of endeavor where you can succeed just 3 out of 10 times and still be considered good.
Hey, he's right.
Thanks to those words of Williams, Happy no longer felt the pressure to get a hit every time at bat. And consequently, he started hitting everything. As for Happy's love life...
Nice hit, Happy!
Hey, will you go out with me?
Not a chance!
He still couldn't get to first base. Find your inspiration at the Louisville Slugger Museum, 8th and Main in downtown Louisville, for the greatest in baseball history this side of Cooperstown.
This is your wake-up call, Global News Update. Dateline Cape Town.
Following allegations of corruption, the president of South Africa has dismissed his deputy president. Thabo Mbeki is receiving a barrage of praise for the firing of Jacob Zuma, as it is being perceived as a signal of determination to root out corruption. Zuma was once the heir apparent to Mbeki. His complicity in the trial of a former financial advisor named Shabir Shaikh caused the president to call for his dismissal. Shaikh was found guilty of fraud and corruption last week and sentenced to 15 years in prison. It was revealed that he had a corrupt relationship with Zuma in connection with an arms deal. And Dateline Washington. President Bush helped put another $23 million in the GOP coffers the last couple of days. The commander-in-chief made a speech at a gathering of campaign donors last night that paid $2,500 apiece to hear what he had to say, which was a reform of the tax code, a push for an energy bill, permanent tax relief, and the Democrats are bad for trying to stop all of his work. One of those in attendance was Mary Carey, a star in the adult film business who wants to be Lieutenant Governor of California next year. Earlier in the day, the president spoke at a fundraiser for Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum and raked in $1.5 million for the senator's reelection campaign. This is your wake-up call Global News Update.
Something for art lovers now, the St. Louis Artists Guild presents From the Artist's Hands, a national slide-juried competition featuring prints, pastels, and drawings, beginning Sunday, June 19th at the Artists Guild Studio, No. 2 Oak Knoll Park in Clayton. This free exhibition continues through Saturday, August 6th. Phone 314-727-6266 or visit www.stlewisartistsguild.org. News you can use from WGNU.
Are you looking to get your transmission fixed? Well, take it on over to Roy's Transmission, where you get great quality, great price, and great service. Some transmission shops will tell you, you have to tear your transmission down to fix it. No, you don't. Take it on over to Roy's, and he will hook your transmission up, run a diagnostic on it, and tell you what's wrong with it and how much it will cost to fix it. Roy's Transmission, 5524 Riverview. That's 5524 Riverview. Or give him a call at 383-2019. 383-2019. Roy's Transmission.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. This is the St. Louis City Schools Watch with Peter Downs, a weekly feature of the award-winning wake-up call.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the wake-up call. We're talking about... It's just crazy what's going on in the St. Louis Public Schools. Peter, you were at the school board meeting last night. Shern and SEIU and janitors came up once again.
Yes, it did.
Okay,
yes,
talk to us about this.
As we talked about before, the SEIU and the Shern Associates, the Shern Group, different names, same people, have agreed to a contract to take effect if the board outsources the custodians to Shern. Right now, the custodians are employees of the board. Well, there are a lot of questions raised by two board members, Bill Purdy and Veronica O'Brien, about how could this happen? You know, the board has never voted to outsource custodians, so how could anybody have the authority to go, anybody else have the authority to go negotiate with them?
Let alone come to an agreement with them.
And
So the question was, who talked to Shern? Who talked to SEIU from the board? How did they?
Who told them to do this?
Yeah.
And they had Gary Huey, who's the chief operating officer, and Harry Rich, who's the chief financial officer. Both had parts of answers to this.
Mm-hmm.
One, they said nobody told them to do it. There's nobody from the board.
They just woke up and decided to do this.
They said Sodexo just told Shern to do it. And said, well, who told Sodexo to do it? They said, oh, nobody. Sodexo was just working on the possibility. They just wanted to be ready just in case the board should decide to outsource.
Does Sodexo have the authority to talk to anybody about anything like this?
And if Sodexo does not have the authority to even agree to a subcontract without the board amending its contract with Sodexo.
Okay.
So Sodexo was exceeding its authority. If that line is true, and it doesn't make sense, but if it's true, then Sodexo was exceeding its authority. But they want to know, well, who had
You know, SEIU has claimed that they have talked to people from the school district about this.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, that they have an agreement from the district that would, where the district would continue to represent SEIU as the representative of the custodians, regardless of who they outsourced to.
Well, that's a sweet deal for the union, that they get union members no matter where the custodians go.
Right.
And
right.
And part of the deal is that the custodians have, all of the custodians have to join SEIU, correct?
Right. If it becomes private, if they go certain, yes, all the custodians have to join SEIU.
So that's a great deal for SEIU.
Now, the Harry Rich and Gary Huey denied that any talks have taken place.
Well, how can you have both of those statements? First, we have SEIU saying that we've gotten this assurance from the board about this, and then we have Harry Rich saying that these talks have, nobody's ever talked to anybody about that.
That's it. Well, yeah, they both can't be right.
They both can't be right. And the fact that they both exist is problematic for anybody to think they have a deal.
That is so.
The fact that there are two entities making these absolutely opposite statements is problematic.
Yes.
In fact, Purdy brought up some concerns that he had about the deal.
Yes, he did. But I want to say, Harry Rich did say he talked to SEIU only to explain to them what their options were. He completely denies that there have been any negotiating talks at all.
Mm. Let alone an agreement.
Let alone an agreement. That's right. Now, Purdy brought up, the presentation of the board was, well, there's this agreement with Shern. The custodians will have the same rate of pay they have now. They'll have the same benefits, and they'll have a pension benefit comparable to what they have now.
Damn, this is wonderful. They got everything they want. I've never heard a contract like this. They got everything that they wanted.
Yeah. And so Purdy said, well, how can they have everything the same as they have now and Shern make a profit and the board save $1 million?
Eliminate some custodians?
That's what he said. He said he couldn't understand how it could happen unless you eliminate some custodians.
And how was the response in the audience to that?
In the audience, there were a lot of custodians who applauded that statement.
Only way that this deal is going to work is that if they eliminate
some custodians. Custodians. Yeah.
Let me get to a caller or two. Veronica.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine. And quickly, please.
I just wanted to mention about the suspension, but I did. I was listening to Mr. Downs and the agreement that they claim did not exist or had not been made.
Mm-hmm.
There were a negotiating team, and we did meet with Mr. Rich and tried to give him some suggestions on how we could remain as custodians, you know.
And Rich is saying, it's just like, you know, your boyfriend denying you. I mean, if he denies you and you say that you're in a relationship, he says in public that you're not. There are problems with this relationship. Harry Rich is saying no deal was made with you or anybody else after his meetings with y'all.
They claim that the negotiating was being done just in case.
He's saying no deal was reached. SEIU was saying that there was a deal reached.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he's saying there were never any talks.
And
he's saying there weren't any negotiations.
It's worse
there
than
were,
that. He's your boyfriend is saying, I don't even know you. I mean, that's what's happening right here.
I don't know who the union representative spoke with, but there were negotiations going on.
Well, there's a problem, don't you think, if there were negotiations going on, the person that you were having the negotiations with is denying that there ever were. That's a problem, isn't it?
But now, Sodexo has a very good point, because they refused to sit down at the table. We saw one Sodexo member, when I was there, one sat down for a hot second. Monahan sat down for a few minutes. So actually, it was two of them. They didn't stay in there. Folks was getting up, calling them on the phone, talking to them. You know, my head is already on the chopping block. I have been suspended, and I'm still suspended.
Have you called your union?
My union tells me that there is no arbitration. So, but they've been doing everything they can.
There's no arbitration for custodians?
There has never been arbitration for custodians as long as I've been a custodian and a board employee.
So what's your union saying that's going to happen to you?
They're not saying anything, you know, because I can't get a response from my union rep. I have called and left messages.
Who's your union rep?
Laura Egerdahl. And when they called and gave me, a hearing date. Penrose called me the 23rd of May. the hearing and told me, I left a message that it was set up for Thursday the 26th. When I got that message, their office was closed, so I called Tuesday morning. I explained to Ms. Penrose that I would not be able to make that meeting. They, in turn, called the union and told them that I canceled. But let me tell you, they did not call me to suspend me. They did not call me to schedule the hearing. They did not call me to cancel the hearing. They did not call me to reschedule the hearing and pushed it all the way from April 14th to May the 4th against state statute. You know, they didn't call me when they did that.
What
they
sent me
certified mail.
And I've only got 30 seconds left here, Veronica. Here's what I'd like you to do. I want you to call Laura a few more times, and then I want you to get in touch with me, okay?
Laura does not respond to my calls. That's what I'm telling you.
I understand. I want you to call her a couple more times. I want you to call her a couple more times, and then I'll talk to you, okay?
All right.
All right. Thanks, Veronica. Mm-hmm. Peter. So,
yes.
What do we have to look forward to? We didn't have a vote on the budget at the school board meeting. We didn't have a vote on the bylaws at the school board meeting. What's coming up on the next school board meeting?
Next school board meeting will be the second Tuesday in July. They pushed it back.
Mm-hmm.
July 12th, they are supposed to vote on the budget. This will be a special meeting to vote on the budget.
Stay tuned. Peter Downs, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And you'll be back next Tuesday.
I'll be back next Tuesday.
Liz Brown, I'll be back after this.
Wednesday.
Oh, next Wednesday. I'm sorry, next Wednesday. That's school board meeting Tuesday. I'll be back. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. No details, but Australian hostage Douglas Wood has been rescued in Iraq. Wood had been held for 6 weeks. He was freed in an Iraqi military operation with help from the U.S. Australian Prime Minister John Howard.
He's now under the protection of the Australian Emergency Response Team in Baghdad. I understand that he is well. He's undergoing medical checks.
Wood has a heart condition. He's married to an American woman and has been a longtime resident of California. A suicide bomber in an Iraqi military uniform got into an army base north of Baghdad. He blew himself up in a mess hall, killing at least 25 Iraqi soldiers and wounding at least 27. Iraqi forces backed up by U.S. troops continue with Operation Lightning in Baghdad. So far, they've made 1,300 arrests.
We're searching for insurgents and terrorists suspected to be using vehicles as potential suicide bombers and BBID threats.
U.S. Army Captain. President Bush makes a major address today on the need for energy conservation. The president is asking Congress to approve his energy bill before the August recess. A new ABC News poll finds that nearly 80% of Americans think global warming will have an impact, but not for them.
There's a lack of urgency when it comes to global warming. Most Americans say they think it is real, but will only affect future generations. The ABC News poll indicates public opinion falls pretty close to Bush administration policy.
A day of record high temperatures in the east, 95 yesterday at New York's JFK Airport, 97 in Newark, 94 in Philadelphia. Police in Aruba found nothing in their latest search for missing Alabama teen Natalie Holloway. FBI bloodhounds were used in a search near a Marriott hotel and a nearby swamp. Terry Schiavo's autopsy results will be released later this morning. This is ABC News.
This Father's Day, the perfect gift for Dad is at Lowe's. Now get a Black & Decker 12-volt cordless drill and accessory kit, or a shop vac hangout vac with a free 1 gallon vac, only $59 each. Or give a Lowe's gift card and let Dad decide. Lowe's has more choices from America's best tool brands: DeWalt, Hitachi, Shop Vac, Cobalt, and more. And remember, nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. Lowe's, where improving home improvement never ends. Offers end 6/19. See store for details.
Mom, a bug bit me. Can we sing the itchy song?
Okay, I'll get the new lanacane first aid spray.
Now we spray on lanacane. Spray away the itch and germs and pain.
New fast-acting lanacane first aid spray with maximum strength itch medicine and antibacterial. Cools instantly, dries fast.
Thanks, Mom.
And for soothing, creamy relief, stop the itch, save your skin with maximum strength lanacane cream. Use as directed.
One of the biggest events in professional golf gets underway tomorrow, the U.S. Open. ABC's Todd Ant is in Pinehurst, North Carolina.
The 105th U.S. Open has the storylines and the pending drama for an outstanding tournament. Oakland Tribune columnist Art Spander says it starts with Payne.
That, to me, is the overriding factor. Payne Stewart wins his tournament, is killed in a plane crash a few months later. And Tiger wins the first major of the year, and he's playing this course where he did so well. Yeah, we can talk the slam.
And don't forget the course. Pinehurst number 2's Turtleback Greens and narrow fairways will drop the pros to their knees. Tony, ABC News, Pinehurst, North Carolina.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger returned to his alma mater to deliver the commencement address, but it was a tough crowd. Nearly every word to the 600 graduates at Santa Monica College was a accompanied by catcalls, howls, and piercing whistles. Protesters ridiculed the governor's education policies and plans for a special election. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, a St. Louis County man is charged with a series of recent burglaries at area alcohol and tobacco shops. 34-year-old Richard Bevins was arrested Monday for several thefts at local Dirt Cheap and Smoke Shop stores. Bevins is being held on $50,000 bond and is charged with 5 counts of second-degree burglary, 4 counts of felony stealing, and 1 count each of attempted burglary and misdemeanor stealing. St. Louis City children who receive most of their meals at school during the academic year can also receive free meals this summer. This is the 29th year for the School's Out Cafe, which offers free breakfast and lunches to children ages 1 to 18 every Monday through Friday until September 2nd. Food is provided at 87 sites throughout the community, including daycare centers, churches, parks, and YMCA locations. Meals will also be served at some city schools from June 20th through July 29th. For more information, call 314-612-5941. By the year 2012, Missouri economic officials expect more than 1 million job openings statewide. Stephanie Powers, the CEO of the National Association of Workforce Boards, says that growth is part of a national trend.
Within the next 25 years, we know that there will be 19 million more jobs than workers in this country. And many of these positions will require education beyond a high school diploma.
Powers will headline a program tonight to launch GROWTH, the Greater Regional Opportunities for Workforce Training and Higher Education. The grassroots effort will focus on connecting St. Louis workers with the education and training they need for high-growth industries like healthcare, financial services, and telecommunications. Finally this hour, the Cardinals hope to win their 9th straight interleague series when they face the Blue Jays in the rubber game at 6:07 tonight in Toronto. Jason Marquis gets the ball for the Redbirds and comes in at 8-3 with a 3.27 ERA. Marquis has won 3 starts in a row, while his counterpart tonight, Ted Lilly, has lost 3 consecutive starts and has struggled to a 3-7 mark with a 7.26 ERA. The first-place Cardinals enter tonight's action with the National League's best record at 41-23. The Blue Jays are 32-33, good for a third-place tie with the Yankees in the AL East. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis Area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, even Toyotas, need periodic attention. And when it's time, make sure you bring it to your local Toyota dealer, offering factory-trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts. That's Toyota confidence. And that's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Bryant-Meyer for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. Westbound 70 at Kings Highway, there's an accident reported with injuries. Northbound 55 between 270 and Holly Hills, no problem to report. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and Merrimack River Bridge is slow. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason, you've got that traffic easing this hour. Northbound 270 between Tesson Ferry and Big Bend. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 between 367 and West Florissant. Look for slow volume there coming in out of North County. Westbound 255 from Jefferson Barracks Bridge to Lindbergh. Everything is running smoothly. Eastbound 70 at 79. Look for heavy volume there. Eastbound 40 between McKnight and Hanley Road. Look for slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between, or at Lindbergh, I should say. You can expect heavy volume there as well. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley. Look for slow traffic this hour. Westbound 40 at the Boone Bridge. Construction, the right lane is closed and appears to back up approaching the bridge at this hour. Your bridge approaches look like this as well. Westbound 5570 from 64 to the Poplar Street Bridge is stop and go. Westbound 64 at 5570, look for slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at Illinois Bank all the way into Laclede's Landing. Everything is on the move. Northbound Namioke Road at Lindell, there's a report of an accident being cleared. That's over on the Granite City side of things. And Morganford at Eichelberger, there's a report of an injury accident. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by McDonald's Restaurants. This month only, McDonald's fries could mean a Cardinals prize. Free and discounted tickets, road trips, seats to Busch Stadium, and more. Over 3 million prizes and offers. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Pretty much the same straight through. Mostly sunny, a high in the mid-80s today. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Thursday evening, mostly clear with a low around 60. And Friday, mostly sunny skies with a high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 71 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 69, both under clear skies. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Until then, stay tuned for more of the award-winning wake-up call with your host, Liz Brown. That's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Goodness. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And my toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up. Get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. And if you want to email me, do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. We have much, 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 much to talk about. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Liz, when you were doing the school watch,
mm-hmm.
I was happening to be looking. I had the TV on as well because I wanted to see your weather report. But anyway, I happened to stop on Channel 2 News, and lo and behold, they were talking about the free lunches, that thousands of children were able to eat free. And then they showed the area where the children were eating in some lunchroom. And then why did they put that disgusting cord of that monkey up right after showing the children? Practically in sync with it.
Okay, and I am working on a project right now that is going to expose that. So stay tuned to that because it is hugely offensive. It is hugely.
And I know how they got everyone's address. It looked like they went through the automotive. The DMV.
But, why do you say that?
Because when I was looking on my friend's card, hold on one moment, I think it has auto on there and then a little code, something like that on the...
I think that stands for automatic sort.
Oh, okay.
I think that that's what that stands for.
Okay. Other than that, I don't know.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, 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 much to talk about. Long distance me at 1-877-920-WGNU. The income gap between the rich and the rest of the U.S. population has become so wide and is growing so fast that it might eventually threaten the stability of democratic capitalism itself. Let me say that again. The income gap between the rich and the rest of the world, the rest of the United States population, has become so wide and is growing so fast that it might eventually threaten the stability of democratic capitalism itself. Liberal talking point? Progressive talking point? Nope. That's from the public testimony of Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan. If he said it, know how bad it is. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
I'm a custodian, and we was going to those meetings. I had voted the contract down or whatever this what Laura was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But she was saying that this is just our union rep. She was just saying this is just in case they outsource us. That's all y'all voting on. In case y'all get outsourced, this is like a net to catch y'all. Just in case y'all get outsourced, then this would take effect, this contract.
Mm-hmm. Well, what it does for SEIU, it makes all of you all join the union, and no matter where you all go, they're going to get your union dues, and they're going to be members of that Local 2000. That, and what's interesting is that Harry Rich has said that he never met with y'all and that there is no such agreement.
Oh, okay. So I voted no for it. Mm-hmm.
And why did the majority vote?
I called. I said, what's going on? What did they vote? And they said the majority of the people that voted yes to go with it.
And the people that you talked to, are people happy with it? Are people supportive?
No, they weren't too happy with it, but they were saying at least we get to keep a job. We're not going down to $7 an hour. Well, we get to stay where we are.
But here's the thing.
We get to keep our seniority, same building.
But here's the thing. that if that outsourcing, that first of all, none of these folks should have been talking to each other. Secondly, Harry Rich is denying that he's even talked to you all, let alone that there is such an agreement. And then thirdly, how does this work? If everybody gets to keep the same money that they have, if everybody gets more pension, or gets their pension, in fact, gets an increase in their pension, if everybody gets to do that, and Shearn is hired to do that, and Shearn makes a profit at doing this, and the school district saves $1 million, like they're saying is the reason that this has, that they want this to happen, how does that happen? Except for the firing of custodians.
Yeah.
How does that happen? That's, I mean, the math doesn't make any, and all of that aside, Harry Rich is saying, I ain't never talked to them. Ain't no such deal. So, your boyfriend is saying he don't even know your name.
So Laura,
let alone that you're in
debt. Union rep must be doing stuff under the table.
I don't have any idea of whether or not she's doing anything under the table. But the fact of the matter is that your boyfriend is saying, you saying you engaged, and your boyfriend is saying, I don't even know her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a problem.
Yes, yeah,
that's a
problem.
In your relationship,
yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay?
All
you're
right.
Saying, I'm getting ready to get married and everything's going to be good. And he's saying, I don't even know your name.
Mm-hmm.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. Yeah.
Okay, you can say everything's going to be all good and it's just in case, but he's saying, no, ain't no such thing. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
All right now.
All right, have a good day.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. And if you want my toll-free long-distance number, that's 1-877-920-WGNU. Alan Greenspan is saying, the gap between the rich and the poor is so big that it may threaten the stability of democratic capitalism. The fact that he's even speaking about this topic shows how bad the concentration of wealth is at the top. It shows how bad it is. And he said this at the Joint Economic Committee hearing. Huge. 80% of the workforce represented by non-supervisory workers has seen little, if any, growth at all. The top 20% of supervisory salaried and other workers have. And as a result of this, Alan Greenspan said, the United States now has a significant divergence of fortunes of different groups in its labor market. As I've often said, this is not the type of thing that a democratic society, a capitalistic democratic society, can really accept without addressing. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Clarence, good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to make an announcement. The 100 Black Men are offering a computer literacy program where they give away a free computer to all the students. I just wanted to mention that on your show and give out the website, if that's okay.
You know what? I would really like to talk to you about that before we put it out on the show.
That's fine.
Okay, so why don't you email me at revolution@lizbrown.com.
Okay, I believe I did email you once, but I'll do it again.
Oh, please do.
Revolution@lizbrown.com.
Correct.
Thank you.
Please do. And, yeah, give some contact information for me on that, too.
Okay, I'll put it on email.
And when is the deadline for this?
Deadline's this week.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's kind of late. I did email you about a week ago, though.
Oh, okay. I did not. I my website is switched over, so that I might have lost it in the mix of that. So email me again, and I'll do it tomorrow if I get the email from you today.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. People are poor out there. People are hugely poor out there. And what is Alan Greenspan saying is the reason why we have such a problem? Education, specifically high school education. U.S. children test above world averages levels at fourth grade levels. By 12th grade, they do not. Hmm. people that are really paying attention are saying, you know what, he's tripping. Because the fact of the matter is that when you focus on education, emphasize education as the problem and as the cure, you're ignoring the other real causal factors of inequality. I mean, there is data that demonstrates that the income gap is widening amongst college students. Where's your education piece there? The fact of the matter is that we're not paying people what they are worth. We're also not dealing with that a lot of wealth that is measured today is determined by, your rising house prices. If I bought a house at $50,000 and it's now worth $200,000, my wealth has increased and I haven't even changed my job. But if you have factors out here that keep people from getting houses based on inequality, or you have factors out here that allow people to lose their houses easily, predatory lending based upon inequality, people lose their wealth, and the gap between rich and poor continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So you can say that the gap is getting bigger, but until you have the courage and the veracity to explain the real reasons for it, it doesn't do any good. You might as well keep it to yourself, because you ain't dealing with it honestly and accurately. Car phone, you're on a wake-up call.
How you doing, Ms. Brown?
I'm outstanding.
I was talking to a guy last week that worked for GMAC Financing, and he told me that we were talking about how General Motors, is losing money, and they're going to have to lay off, a lot of people.
Tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, right. And I was telling him, I said, there was an old saying that they used to say, what's good for GM is good for the country.
Mm.
And he was saying that the one thing that they don't understand in Washington is, they pay the workers that have worked for, like, General Motors before. They're union workers that make a decent wage, where you get benefits and stuff like that. He said, you just can't compete with Toyota and Nissan and some of these other companies that are sending these goods into, where there's no, tariffs on them and everything. And he said that's the one thing that this government does. They don't even protect their own companies. They just ship everything overseas for the cheaper wage and don't even protect the workers or what I mean?
Absolutely. Do you think, George, or do you get a sense out there that the average American understands that when items are shipped overseas to be made cheaper and therefore make a higher profit for companies, that's a result of laws that have been passed by our legislators?
Right.
You think the average person gets that?
No, I don't think the average person gets it, but I read a book by this economist that said that what this country should do is he believes that you should be able to buy anything from any part of the world. But he said if the United States can't compete if you don't have any kind of tariffs where you get taxes off those goods coming in this country. If we're allowing all these goods to come in and no taxes on them or anything, we're not making any money off them, and we're driving our workers that are doing the job, we're driving their wages down, we're shipping their jobs overseas because those companies won't be able to compete. He said that way you can lower taxes also, because you would be getting money on these goods, and a person could have like a Toyota or a BMW, they would just pay a little bit more money in like a tax that would go towards the government to lower regular taxes instead of looking to the taxpayer to tax the taxpayer to make up for a loss.
Well, and also, it shouldn't be so easy for an American company to go overseas and get their goods.
I agree. But
I mean, because the fact of the matter is, do you want American jobs? Do you want people working in America? Do you want people contributing to the tax rolls? Then you got to make it happen. And you can't make it easy for businesses not to make that happen.
I agree with you on that. I was a guy that I brought you a couple movies. I'm gonna bring you another one. This one movie that I was in particular was they were showing the Republican National Convention in New York last year, and they showed the security. I'm gonna bring a copy and drop it off at the station.
Please do.
But they showed the security in New York, how heavily it was with all the police with automatic weapons and all the protests. It shows there's a sea of protesters. You wouldn't believe how many protesters they have. They had in New York that were opposed to the war, opposed to Bush, opposed to the criminal administration that knew about 9/11 and didn't do anything about it. But I'm going to bring you a copy of
movie.
They had one thing in particular. They had the New York Police Department, they had a blimp that was a surveillance blimp, and it said on the blimp, NYPD, New York Police Department, and it was sponsored by Fuji Film. Actually, it was almost like the guy was explaining that.
Huh?
Fuji was sponsoring a surveillance blimp through the New York Police Department. Like, in other words, like how the Cardinals sell naming rights to the stadium. It was that's the way it was with the Fuji Film, because they want to break the market to sell some of these cities and police departments the surveillance technology.
Amazing.
That they're on the cutting edge of breakthroughs, you know, with it. And
amazing.
They're sponsoring the police. I'll bring you the movie.
Please do.
It'll knock your socks off.
Thank you, George.
Take it easy.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
I'm looking at an article out of the Madison Capital Times. Wisconsin Democrats are calling for the impeachment of George W. Bush, the impeachment of Dick Cheney, and the impeachment of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. At the party's state convention, they passed a resolution calling for Congress to initiate impeachment proceedings against the three officials for their role in the war in Iraq. The resolution contends that the administration lied or misled the United States or the United Nations, the Congress, and the American public about the justification for war, and it talks about what we have been talking about, the Downing Street memo. Wisconsin Democrats are calling for the impeachment. They've said the I word. They have said the I word. This is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. I will be back to talk with Congressman Pete Stark about an amendment to the 2006 Defense Authorization Bill. Huh. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about what this amendment would propose. It's all about how they are trying to get folks, get our babies into this war. I'm Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. I'll be back with Congressman Pete Stark from Northern California. He's going to be calling from Washington, D.C. Stay with us, folks.
Good morning, St. Louis. 31 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Lou Fu Super 700 sale. Westbound 70 at Kings Highway, an overturned vehicle only the left lane is getting by at this hour, and traffic jams back to O'Fallon Park. Northbound 55 between 270 and Holly Hills, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 between Meraz Overpass and Merrimack River Bridge, look for slow traffic in the right lane. Northbound 270 between Gravois and Big Bend is stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 270 between 367 and West Florissant, look for slow volume up in North County. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, expect normal traffic this hour. Eastbound 44. Between Lindbergh and Hanley, slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, look for slow volume there as well. Your bridge approaches stack up like this. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street onto the Poplar Street Bridge. It is stop and go in your 8:30 commute. Westbound 64 to 5570 merge. Look for no problems to report. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side all the way onto Laclede's Landing. Everything is running smoothly. And Morganford at Eichelberger. Look for an injury accident reported. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Lufiu Super 700 sale. Save big on pre-owned cars at Lufiu Super 700 sale. Over 700 vehicles to choose from. Domestics at Lufiu's Chevy. Imports at Lufiu's Mazda. Sale ends on Monday. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Friday. Pretty much the same straight through. Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s. This evening mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. Thursday mostly sunny again, high in the lower 80s. Thursday evening mostly clear with a low around 60. And on Friday, mostly sunny skies, you guessed it, high in the lower 80s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 71 degrees under clear skies. Lambert Field is reporting 70 degrees and clear skies as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
Listen, man, adding fractions is no big deal.
Nah?
Nah. You just got to find what they call the common denominator. Let me show you.
All right.
Now, see these bottom numbers?
Yeah.
These are the denominators. That one's a 4 and that one's an 8.
Mm-hmm.
You just double both of these numbers so that becomes an 8 too. Then you add them up.
Man, you sure make this easy.
Charles Bennett always dreamed that after college he'd return to the old neighborhood as a teacher. But without the money for tuition, only half of his dream came true. He's back in the old neighborhood.
Well, enough math. I gotta deliver these sandwiches.
Sure.
Please support the United Negro College Fund. Call 1-800-332-UNCF. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. A public service brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. Oh, my goodness. We are reading stories. We are hearing stories all across the country about the United States military and their efforts to recruit people for the Army, the Navy, the Marines, and in particular the Army. It's amazing to consider that the United States military has historically unprecedented access to the American public for recruitment purposes. Hundreds of millions of dollars spent on advertising. Laws and the No Child Left Behind Act that allows military recruiters complete absolute access to your children starting at the age of 14 to get them into the military. And yet and still, we have problems with their efforts to get people. I have joining me this morning from Washington, D.C., Congressman Pete Stark, who has introduced an amendment to the 2006 Defense Authorization Bill. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm well.
Very good. It's crazy out here.
It's crazy all over, man.
It's crazy.
You know what? We've got guys like Billy Clay and Mr. Carnahan that help us keep it straight. And so you're very fortunate.
Well, let's talk about this amendment that you want to attach to the defense authorization bill.
Sure enough. It's the only way we can get at them. This amendment was that we're trying to fix, that you mentioned, was snuck into the No Child Left Behind. We were trying to help children get educated, and somebody in the dead of night put this little amendment in that said every school is required to turn over names and addresses and ages and so forth of high school students to any military recruiter who asks for them, mm-hmm. or they'll lose all their federal money. Well, that just puts privacy on its head.
Yes, it does.
It certainly would be all right if parents gave permission, or if the child's over 18 and the child gave permission.
Or the school was required to let parents know that these people were doing this.
Now, your listeners have to know, though, they can write a letter and refuse. But it should be the other way around,
right.
And that's what our amendment requires. Not that the parents have to write a letter and ask that the information not be given out, but that the military has to write and ask permission to get the student's information. So they've just... In other words, they're protecting the military and not protecting the parents, and it should be turned around. That's what our amendment attempts to do today.
And how is it being received? How are other congresspeople feeling about this?
Well, I'm sure that, as I say, Congressman Carnahan and Congressman Clay are all with us. Congressman Aiken, probably the Republicans have never found a war that they wouldn't support and tax poor people to pay for. And I might add, send low-income kids in to die for. You know, it's interesting that only one member of Congress has a child in the enlisted ranks of the United States today.
Is that child in the occupation?
I don't know that. I don't know that for sure. And a couple of them have officers,
mm-hmm.
and certainly the officers, some of them are at risk. But my feeling is, my wife doesn't like me to use this expression, but more of us parents has some skin in the game. We probably wouldn't be in Iraq.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
Of course, that's my end game, is to get us out of there as quick as we can.
And also, Congressman, aren't we concerned about some of the, not only the fact that the military has an unprecedented presence in our, I mean, starting at age 14, they can start getting the records very, very early and trying to recruit these children, unbeknownst to their parents many times.
It's a game. They're going after mostly children of low income, because they offer, and all they've got to offer, is some money, possibly for an education. And I call it like the lady or the tiger. It's called education or execution.
Yes, it is.
And if your parents don't have enough income to send you to college, maybe it's attractive. But that's a sick way to get a kid to put his life on or her life on the line, men or women. We ought to, first of all, be providing education to everybody. But secondly, there ought to be a lottery. I don't care if it's a draft or not, but so children of rich people ought to have just as much chance of putting their life on the line and being patriotic as children of poor folks.
And how about this, Congressman? What about adding this to the amendment as well? Since the No Child Left Behind allows the recruiters to go into any public school that they want in America, why not add an amendment that they're allowed to go into private schools as well?
Well, they might as well be able to go into your home and tap your phone. That's what they do under the Patriot Act. So, the point is that this Republican administration just feels that privacy is all right for your financial records if you pay, to get rid of your income tax, but not for our credit cards and not for our library records and not for our children. And that's just not the right thing for us to be doing. You just look, ma'am, I'll bet you that you're going to find in East St. Louis a whole lot of recruiting offices. But tell me how many you're going to find in Alton, Illinois.
Or how many you're going to find in Ledoux. Or how many you're going to find in...
Yeah, I don't know much about your other neighborhoods.
Right, but you get my point. My point. And that's not right. That is absolutely not right.
It's not American.
Yeah, absolutely.
All of us should have a chance to be patriotic, and including the people among us who got the big tax cuts and who have the six-figure incomes. They ought to have every right to be patriotic, just like the middle class, which is seeing their income diminished every day.
And in terms of the tactics that are being used by recruiters, not only are they having this access, but they're playing dirty when they get in there.
Oh, yes.
Are we
you
doing
heard
something about
that?
You
heard about the boy
that?
In Denver mm-hmm. who has a recruiter on tape advising him how to fake a diploma
mm-hmm.
and how to pass a drug test. And then in Houston, they had a young man who was threatened with arrest if he didn't show up at the recruiting station. And in Ohio, a child with bipolar disease, seriously mentally ill, was signed up for military service. Now, the Army tells us they're now going to start training their recruiters in the ethics of recruiting, but I have a hunch that's just a PR gesture.
But wait a minute, you have to tell people not to recruit people like that?
Well, these poor guys, if you've been, you know, I figure when Doonesbury starts to spoof the Army about recruiting, we know that they're doing a lot of silly things. But I guess these poor recruiters are on a, you know, have a commission basis, or they have a quota each month. God knows the Republicans don't like quotas every time you hear about it, but they sure don't mind quotas when it's for recruiters trying to recruit poor kids to go over to Iraq.
And also, Congressman, I know that you heard on the way out the vote that was taken in Wisconsin about the impeachment. How is the Downing Street memo percolating there in Congress? How are we doing with that?
Well, I hope it's doing fine. I wrote the first bill of impeachment for the Progressive magazine published in Madison back in the 70s to impeach President Nixon. And that Madison is a wonderful
Madison
town.
Madison is pretty cool.
I just think that we've got some great people there. I think it's time. I think there's got to be a wake-up call in the administration to begin to say you cannot just go along with impunity and trash the Constitution and have Sensenbrenner, who's another Wisconsin congressman, walk out of a judiciary hearing just because he doesn't like what the witnesses are saying and close the meeting. This is getting to be a Congress and an administration that will broach no criticism. They only allow certain people to show up at the president's town meetings. They'll throw them out if they ask them a tough question. That's not a democracy as you and I want to see it.
But how are Democrats responding to the powerful tool that they've been handed, at that tool being the Downing Street memo?
I tell you, if you come from a Democratic district as I do, or as Billy Clay and his dad, who I served with, and the Carnahans, they're screaming at us saying, why aren't you Democrats getting tougher and speaking out more? And they're right. We should be doing that. The problem is what the administration does to rally their side is they want to start to call us unpatriotic.
But why do y'all care? Why do you care?
I don't. We have to say the patriotism, we're here to protect not the president. We're here to protect the Constitution.
And I guess there are Democrats out here, there are progressives out here, there are people that are observing what is going on, and it's of some concern to us, Congressman, when we hear the Democrats go after Howard Dean more aggressively than they go after some of the Republicans.
What you've got to do, and I tell all your viewers and listeners, everybody knows somebody out of state. Everybody knows somebody in a rural community that's controlled by Republicans. Get on that telephone or get on the Internet. And tell them to get in touch. We can spread the word now because we don't have an entire media controlled by Rush Limbaugh, and we can begin to multiply the voices of the Democrats. Let's not just talk to ourselves. Let's reach out into that conservative community. Republicans have children, too,
mm-hmm.
and they're concerned about their going into the service. I think we're going to find a lot of allies to say, we'll start with this war, which was illegal and inhumane, to begin with, and we'll move from there to get back our freedoms, and it can be done.
Well, before we reach out to the Republicans, when are we going to see a whole room full of Democrats at a press conference holding the Downing Street memo saying the I word?
Well, I'm sure that this Madison move today that you heard about for the impeachment is going to get us moving. There's been much talk about impeachment. It's just like amending the Constitution. I don't like to use it irresponsibly. I like to use it when you've got a real good legal ground. I'd like to have the evidence in hand.
Mm-hmm. And don't we have that with the Downing Street memo?
I think it's a heck of a lot more than a bunch of semen spots on a
dark dress. Absolutely.
So that it's far tougher than what they had against Clinton.
And I mean, and even if, and I'm just saying, just from a logical point of view, if we can spend a number of years talking about having people's faces stuck in some person's zipper, surely we can talk about whether a person who's sitting in the office of the president lied to the public, lied to Congress about the reasons why we went to war with a sovereign nation.
And got other great leaders.
There you go.
A general that I admired greatly, forcing him to lie before the United Nations and having to know that. I mean, the humiliation that you put other people to carry your water is something that the Americans aren't going to condone. Once that comes out, I think you begin to find that this guy who's at the top of the pile has no conscience. He'll use anybody his ends.
One of my favorites, Congressman John Conyers, has a website where people can go and sign off on this letter that he, as a member of the Judiciary Committee, that he is going to introduce about moving towards the issue of impeachment. Does he have the support of other congressmen? Does he have your support?
Yes, he does. John's a brilliant legislator, and he's also a darn good constitutional lawyer. And as I say, he wants to build his case,
mm-hmm.
and he's going to do it carefully and cautiously. And as I say, this is the kind of thing where once you move into the impeachment arena, you've got to have the facts and the evidence there. It's like
the Republicans didn't.
No, I know it.
The Republicans didn't
get very far.
Well, yeah. Well, they got a president. They got him twice. They got a president twice. Yeah, they did.
But they lost, and our problem, our job is to bring to the American people the truth, and this guy can't stand up to the truth.
All right. Well, we certainly hope that you all are going to be out there doing this and pushing on this and educating the constituents. Don't you think that the Democrats should be coming home and talking to their constituents about the Downing Street memo?
Oh, indeed I do.
Okay.
Indeed I do. And if, you know, I represent the area between Oakland and San Jose in California. And if we could get together with your listeners and viewers in your area, well, we could begin to take over this country again and bring some equity to it.
Very
and
good.
Thank you for all you're doing, Liz Brown.
Okay, and wait a minute, I have something coming in to me right now. There was a House bill that has been introduced that would change the 22nd Amendment and enable George Bush to remain president for the rest of his political life. Have you heard about this?
You got to be kidding.
Yes, this
That's right after to decide that a marriage is between a man and a woman and burning the flag.
Well, apparently there's House Resolution 24HJ24IH. That is a proposal to repeal the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution.
Oh, that's great. Well, why don't we just amend their amendment and say we could bring Ronald Reagan back, so you don't really have to be here. You just have to have the right name.
Well, tell you what. Can you find out about whether or not that is, and I can have you back on to talk about whether or not this is something that's going to go anywhere?
Because, you bet you can.
Because it's very
you can have your producer talk, and we'll get you a copy of it, and then we can talk about it more.
Very good. Congressman Pete Stark, thank you so much for joining us on the Wake Up Call.
Keep the faith and be well.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is my phone number. I guess this were dictatorship, it would be a heck of a lot easier just as long as I am the dictator. House Resolution 24, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to repeal the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution. Breaking news. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me. But God bless the child that's got his own, that's got his own.
With eHarmony, the matching process wasn't something that put any stress on me.
You get to see inside of the person before you see the person.
Imagine a process of finding the love of your life that doesn't require writing a witty paragraph about yourself for the world to see.
It wasn't about trying to be competitive with other people.
Hi, I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com.
Imagine a place where you're matched based on who you really are.
You're not basing it on, you know, am I at the right bar at the right time?
With eHarmony, it felt more like people were truly interested in who I was as a person.
If you're ready for a better way to find your true love, graduate to eHarmony.com. Get your eHarmony personality profile and see for yourself how eHarmony.com can help you find the love of your life.
That term soulmate actually came to mean something.
It was just like absolute magic, like no other experience I've ever had in my life.
New state-of-the-art technology has made it possible to offer copies of programs heard on WGNU to the listening audience at a lower cost. If there is a specific program you are interested in having for your personal library, we can now make it available to you at a cost of $25 per hour. Please make a check or money order payable to WGNU Radio, 265 Union, St. Louis, 63108. Please specify the time, day, and particular topic, and allow 10 days delivery. All program recordings are subject to availability. The Wake Up Call Global News Update is brought to you by
BlackOwnWeb.com, an internet directory of black-owned businesses. To find a black-owned business, log on www.blackownedweb.com, or to get your business listed, call 994-3107, 994-3107, BlackOwnedWeb.com.
This is your Wake Up Call Global News Update. Dateline Berlin. An army hospital had to use an unauthorized medical device to help keep a wounded soldier alive. 22-year-old Sergeant Chang Wong suffered mangled legs when an explosive device destroyed a tank he was riding in on May 23rd. But the explosion also caused his lungs to start deteriorating. In an effort to try and save him, he was hooked up to a new device called an interventional lung assist. This is a small electronic box about as big as your hand that does the work of a lung without using a traditional ventilator. It provides blood oxygen through a special membrane to do the work of a damaged organ. This device is also known as a Nova Lung and is so new that it has not been approved for use by the FDA. And it's only been tried on 100 patients since it was recently created. But the battlefield hospital doctors said they had no other options to help save the soldier's life. Wong was the third soldier evacuated out of Iraq with the device attached. He was flown to Germany and put on a conventional ventilator. He is alive, but has lost both of his legs and now has developed a lung infection. Still, medical personnel expect he will survive. And Dateline Lexington. At an interfaith rally in Lexington, Kentucky yesterday, Cindy Sheehan, president of Gold Star Families for Peace, criticized President Bush for involving the country in an illegal and unjust war. Sheehan said the president saying it was hard work to comfort the widow of a soldier who was killed in combat is a joke. She said hard work is seeing your son's murder on TV in the middle of family dinner. She said hard work is having military officers come to your home to tell you your son is dead. Hard work is burying your child before the age of 26. Hard work is holding on to your other children as your oldest is lowered into the ground and you not jumping into the grave with him. Sheehan, who lost a son in Iraq last year, was a guest on the wake-up call last week and is scheduled to testify in Washington on Thursday before the House Investigations Committee looking into possible impeachment actions against the president over how the Iraq conflict was begun. She is currently on a Freedom and Faith bus tour that's going across the country. This is your wake-up call global news update brought to you by
BlackOwnedWeb.com, an internet directory of black-owned businesses. To find a black-owned business, log on www.blackownedweb.com, or to get your business listed, call 994-3107, 994-3107, blackownedweb.com.
What's on the mind of today's teenagers? Find out on T3, Talk Totally for Teens. Log on at WGNU.net.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Lord, hot off the press, a House bill has been introduced that would change the 22nd Amendment and enable George W. Bush to remain president for the rest of his political life. The bill would repeal limitations on a president holding office for a maximum of 2 terms, and even in a worse scenario, let's say Arnold Schwarzenegger is elected as president in 2008, right after the 22nd Amendment is abolished, making a Hitler admirer our permanent furor. Be afraid. Be very, very, very afraid. This is called the Enabling Act. It's the same thing. And before anybody get their knickers in a twist over my referring to Hitler and Führer, this is the modern day version of the Enabling Act. That's exactly what Hitler did to get himself declared dictator. And you don't have to trust me entirely, even though I'm always right. You don't have to trust me entirely. You can go to the Library of Congress's website and read it. It's HJ24IH. It was introduced in the 109th Congress, first session. And it reads, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the United States to repeal the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution. Resolved by the Senate and the House of Representatives of the United States of America in this Congress assembled, that the following article is proposed as an amendment to the Constitution of the United States, which shall be valid to all intents and purposes as part of the Constitution when ratified by the legislators of 3/4 of several states within 7 years after the submission of its for ratification. Are you scared yet? My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We'll be back. We'll be back. Don't forget, if you miss an hour, go get an hour at WhiteRoseSociety.org. My show is archived there daily. You don't have to miss none. I'll be back next hour. Stay with me.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. How safe are the nation's chemical plants from terrorist attacks? Not safe enough, according to Homeland Security. The Bush administration has favored a voluntary approach, letting each plant decide how to best protect itself. Congressional hearings are getting underway. ABC's John Bascom has more on the concerns.
There are 15,000 chemical plants in the country, and about 100 of them are in heavily populated areas. They store enough deadly chemicals to kill tens of thousands of people. A top official at the Department of Homeland Security says the federal government needs to step in and regulate the security at these plants.
A suicide bomber has killed at least 25 Iraqi soldiers at a mess hall north of Baghdad. And now there's word a suicide car bomber has struck a police patrol in eastern Baghdad, killing at least 8 officers. An Australian hostage has been rescued in Iraq. Douglas Wood had been held for 6 weeks. He was freed by Iraqi forces with help from the U.S. There is late word from Middletown, Connecticut, that there has been a shooting at the Middlesex Superior Courthouse. No other information is available. A powerful earthquake off the northern coast of California triggered tsunami alarms, which were later canceled. Worldwide, there have been 3 major quakes in 2 days and a series of smaller ones.
Seismologists don't know if the quakes are connected at all, but there have been a series of fairly strong earthquakes recently along the west coast from Alaska down to South America. There have been several right here in California. And then a major quake, a 7.9 in Chile on Monday.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. Former Baylor University basketball player Carlton Dotson has been sentenced to 35 years in prison for the murder of ex-teammate Patrick Dennehy. Asafa Powell is the fastest person in the world. The Jamaican track star broke the world record in the 100 meter at the Super Grand Prix in Athens.
It's great. Everyone has been telling me from a long time that I'm the fastest man in the world, and it's just proven.
He ran the race in 9.77 seconds. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Eva Longoria. You know, some women have to guess what a man wants. But I, on the other hand, know exactly what a man really wants. Something that will keep a smile on his face for a very, very long time. Sirius Satellite Radio, of course. Oh, yeah. It's got over 120 channels, including 100% commercial-free music, plus the best news, talk, uncensored comedy, and the most complete sports coverage. It's enough to satisfy any man.
Right now, get a Sirius Satellite Radio for just $49.99 after a $50 mail-in rebate. It's our lowest price ever. Offer valid for the 6-month prepaid subscription and available for a limited time at participating retailers. Subscription sold separately. Terms, conditions, and activation fee apply. Visit Best Buy, CircuitCityCrutchfield.com, Radio Shack, or Sirius.com for details. It's more than just radio. It's Sirius Satellite Radio.
Sirius Satellite Radio. It's what's on every man's mind.
Terry Schiavo's autopsy results are due out shortly. ABC's Andrew Colton has more from Miami.
Waiting 12 weeks for autopsy results in Florida isn't abnormal. And in this case, the medical examiner wanted to have many doctors review the findings to make sure the report is as rock solid as it can be. It is possible, though, that even after the wait, the report will shed little light on how seriously ill Terry Schiavo was, what caused her to slip into what doctors called a persistent vegetative state, and whether she really was responding to people around her during the final days of her life. Andrew Colton, ABC News, Miami.
A preliminary autopsy done on a 4-year-old Pennsylvania boy who died after going on the Mission Space ride at Disney's Epcot Center in Orlando shows no signs of trauma. Actor Sean Penn is creating quite a scene in Iran. He's there as a reporter covering Friday's presidential election for the San Francisco Chronicle. He's received cheers from fans as well as the familiar Death to America chant. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Wednesday, a Collinsville man is accused of committing a hate crime against his neighbors. Police say Harold Stuffelbean is being held at the St. Clair County Jail on $30,000 bond. Stuffelbean, who allegedly harassed his Hispanic neighbors, is charged with mob action and committing a hate crime. The Belleville News Democrat reports Stuffelbean's two sons are in juvenile custody for their alleged involvement in the incident. Lambert-St. Louis International Airport is emergency ready. That's according to Lambert officials after a full-scale emergency drill was conducted yesterday. Lambert Fire Chief Raymond Henderson says this drill helps to evaluate its emergency response skills and work out any glitches.
It gives us an opportunity to use the fire trainer there to simulate different types of fires, interior, exterior fires, and also valley fires. And so what we're really looking at is to be able to see if we need to change some of our procedures, some of our strategies and fire ground tactics. That's what we're really looking for.
Henderson says the only area that needs to be addressed is radio frequency communications. This exercise is required by the FAA every 3 years. Cardinals first baseman Albert Pujols has surpassed 1 million votes and continues to be the leading vote-getter for Tony La Russa's National League All-Star team. Teammates Scott Rolen and Jim Edmonds would also be in the starting lineup if voting ended today. Rolen leads the Cubs' Aramis Ramirez by more than 260,000 votes at third base. Edmonds is second among outfielders, behind the Mets' Carlos Beltran, and ahead of Philadelphia's Bobby Abreu, while Larry Walker lurks in sixth place. David Eckstein is in contention for the starting nod at shortstop, as he is only 11,000 votes behind the Dodgers' Cesar Izturis. Mark Grzelanik has moved into second place among second basemen, but trails the Dodgers' Jeff Kent by nearly 340,000 votes. Online voting continues through June 30th at www.mlb.com. The Midsummer Classic takes place July 12th at Detroit's Comerica Park. Finally this hour, director Christopher Nolan is taking us back to the beginning. The legend of comicdom's Dark Knight is retold in Batman Begins in theaters today. Haunted by the memory of the murder of his parents, Christian Bale, as disillusioned industrial heir Bruce Wayne, seeks the means to fight injustice in his alter persona, the cape and cowl crusader Batman. Unlike past Batman films, which focused on a variety of villains, Batman Begins takes a closer look at the man destined to become Batman. Christian Bale says the movie explores Bruce Wayne's inner demons.
He has so much negative emotions, he has so much rage and so much guilt, that he could very easily turn bad. You know, he could easily become the villains that he's trying to fight. So he has this turmoil.
Batman Begins all-star cast also includes Katie Holmes, Michael Caine, Liam Neeson, Morgan Freeman, and Gary Oldman. This movie is rated PG-13. This WGNU News report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, even Toyotas, need periodic attention. And when it's time, make sure you bring it to your local Toyota dealer, offering factory-trained technicians using genuine Toyota parts. That's Toyota confidence. And that's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. Evening is after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball. Southbound 270 at Manchester, disabled vehicle in the right lane. It is blocked. Eastbound 70 between 94 and the Blanchett Bridge. Look for major road construction. Two left lanes are closed and traffic is backed up approaching 94. Northbound 55 between 270 and Holly Hills, no problems to report. Eastbound 44 between Mraz Overpass and the Merrimack River Bridge. Look for that traffic to return back to normal. Northbound 270 at 44 has returned to normal as well. Westbound 270 between Old Halls Ferry and West Florissant Road. Look for everything to be on the move. Westbound 255 from Coke to 55, expect normal traffic for your 9 a.m. commute. Eastbound 40 between Clayton, Warson, and Hanley, you still have slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, you have slow traffic as well. Eastbound 40 between 141 and Mason Road, slow traffic there. Eastbound 70 from 270, look for bridge maintenance operations, having the left lane closed at this hour. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street to the Poplar Street Bridge. You still have stop-and-go traffic moving into St. Louis from Illinois. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the Illinois side to Laclede's Landing. It looks good this hour. Westbound 270 from 5570 and 255. Look for various lane closures due to road construction. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Missouri Lottery Powerball. The Missouri Lottery has a big reason for you to play Powerball, a big jackpot. Play today and you could be the lucky winner of $34 million prize. The Missouri Lottery, your ticket to Lucky Town. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Friday. Pretty much the same straight through. Mostly sunny skies today with a high in the mid-80s. This evening, mostly clear with a low in the lower 60s. Thursday, mostly sunny with a high in the lower 80s. Thursday evening, mostly clear with a low around 60. And then on Friday, mostly sunny skies with a high in the lower 80s. Should be a great setup for the weekend. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU under clear skies, we have 77 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 74 degrees. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call that's up next. We'll take another look at your news and weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
The Healthy Family, presented by the Missouri Division of Alcohol and Drug Abuse, reminding you to keep alcohol out of the hands of kids. Learn more at MissouriPrevention.org.
For successful weight loss, it might be best to do a combo diet, like choosing the best parts of a low-carb diet and the most effective parts of a low-fat diet. A new study by the head of Denmark's Institute of Human Nutrition found that combining the diets could enhance weight loss and keep dieters happier. He's told Reuters Health that most people fall out of strict diets that limit their intake of certain types of foods, and the weight remains or comes back on. He found unpleasant side effects in some people on low-carb diets, such as diarrhea, muscle weakness, and dehydration. He suggests the optimum diet is 25 to 30% of calories from fat, 15 to 25% from protein in the form of lean meats and dairy products, and 45 to 55% from carbohydrates. You might also check into the low glycemic index, which measures foods on how well the body can metabolize carbohydrates. I'm Julie Anderson with The Healthy Family.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. It is time for us to use our power.
news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife and run back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400, 454-6609 is my fax. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. It's been a military morning, talking to Congressman Starks this morning about bills that are being introduced to address the problems with an act that was buried in the No Child Left Behind legislation that allows recruiters to have unlimited access to our babies to get them to participate in this occupation in Iraq. We've been talking about that. We've been talking about a scary piece of news, that there is a bill afoot that would eliminate the 22nd Amendment and allow a person to serve as president until they get tired of serving as president. It's been a military morning, and we're going to continue with that conversation. But in order to do that, we have to go back a few years after escalating attacks on homosexual gays in the military, including the murder of Seaman Alan Schindler in 1992. Bill Clinton delivered an executive order proposing the ceasing of the ban on gays in the military. A compromise was reached, and a compromise that many of you know better as the don't ask, don't tell. We need to talk about, given the fact that we have so many efforts out there to allow anybody into the military. Whether you are a drug user, whether you are a person that cannot take a single order, whether you are 42-year-old, overweight, out of shape, can't pass the physical, and with a little bit of a criminal record, all of those folks are being swept up into the net to serve into what we're calling this man's army, this woman's army. Going to war with what you got. We have to, in assessing the world that we live in and the military that we have and the recruitment that we have to take a look at the don't ask, don't tell policy. Does it make sense? Is it a contradiction? Is it an assault on our government's claim of liberty for all? We need to talk about that. And to facilitate that conversation, I have joining me from Washington, D.C., Shara Greer, Director of Law and Policy for Service Members Legal Defense Network. Shara, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm outstanding. Let's go back to 1992 and talk about the don't ask, don't tell policy. How did it come about?
I think your introduction explained it fairly succinctly. I mean, President Clinton had promised as candidate Clinton that he was going to lift the ban on gays and lesbians serving in the military. And when he attempted to do that at the beginning of his first term as president, there was a great deal of pushback. And Congress, in essence, took the decision away from him and passed a law that has now become known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell, barring service by gays and lesbians in the military, in effect. Although it became known as Don't Ask, Don't Tell, the actual statute itself says that you cannot serve in the military if you tell anyone that you're gay or if you engage in any homosexual conduct. You are supposed to be discharged from the military.
And what kind of impact has that had on the military? How many people have been discharged under the Don't Ask, Don't Tell since its inception?
At this point, over 10,000 people have been discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And there was a significant rise in discharges of gays, lesbians, and bisexuals after the passage of Don't Ask, Don't Tell until 2001.
And we're kind of like talking about at 1,227 in 2001, and to where are we today?
Just over 600.
Let's talk a little bit more about the components of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell, because there's also kind of like a Don't Pursue policy component of this.
Right. The regulations, there are regulations that require commands not to conduct witch hunts or ask people without evidence about their sexual orientation. And to some extent that's being followed. Unfortunately, there are no teeth to those regulations. If a command investigates somebody improperly or asks a service member improperly and they obtain evidence that can be used to discharge the service member, it doesn't matter that they got that information in violation of the regulations. The service member is still discharged.
Well, what happens to anybody that breaks one of the don't ask, don't tell, don't pursue, don't harass components? Are they punished?
Very, very rarely.
What's the harshest punishment that someone could face if they violated this don't ask, don't tell policy? Theoretically, not actually. Theoretically.
I mean, theoretically, you could be subject to either administrative discipline or even possibly, theoretically, a criminal charge for not obeying a lawful order or a lawful regulation.
How many people have been punished? Do we know?
We don't have complete statistics in the cases that my organization has worked on, and we represent service members in the military who are affected by this policy. The most we have ever seen is a letter of reprimand for a violation of the regulations regarding what are supposed to be the rules around investigations. And that is a very, very rare occurrence. In all of the cases where we have complained about violations of the regulations, It is the exception, not the rule.
Do we have records, or do we have an idea of the number of complaints that have been filed about violations of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy? Not from the perspective of getting rid of somebody, but from the perspective of someone who didn't follow the rules. They did ask. They did tell. They did pursue.
We only have the information from our own cases.
Mm-hmm.
The Department of Defense does not track complaints about violations of the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy where the investigatory rules have been violated. From our own records, we have hundreds of examples, but obviously we only see a small percentage of the cases that are out there.
Let's talk about what's happening now. In 2004, 653 people were discharged from the military based upon the don't ask, don't tell policy. And back in 2001, there was 1,227. Why the change? Why are we discharging so few people now?
This is consistent with the historical trend of whenever we have gone to war, the discharges of gays and lesbians drop. This was true in Vietnam. This was true in Korea. This was true in the first Gulf War.
Isn't this a bit hypocritical?
I think it is. I mean, when the services need people,
it doesn't matter.
They can do the job is more important than their sexual orientation.
So, I mean, isn't this also kind of a statement of saying, at the time of the nation's greatest needs, we're saying that, you know what, everybody can fight. We're not saying you can't fight because you're gay. We're not saying that there's a problem with you that you're gay. At the time of our nation's greatest needs, our military is saying, oh, yeah, you can fight. And isn't that a big contradiction?
Absolutely. And the military's only justification for excluding gays and lesbians and bisexuals from the military is that their presence would undermine unit cohesion and discipline.
And don't you need that most during wartime?
Yes.
So
why during wartime do we see more gays and lesbians serving than in peacetime? I think it completely highlights the foolishness and absurdity of the exclusion.
But yet and still we are still seeing some discrimination within the discrimination because, yeah, more gays and lesbians are serving during wartime, but a lot of them aren't. They're making a decision of where they are keeping folks. For instance, are they going on the front line? Is that where we're going, or are we going behind the lines?
Well, actually, what we have seen in some information that was released recently is that actually where they're keeping the service members most is in the units that are being deployed.
Mm.
So the front line and the field units is where we're seeing the lowest numbers of discharges. Unfortunately, this is a situation where we still have, according to an Urban Institute study, there are currently over 65,000 gays and lesbians currently serving in the military.
How do we get those numbers? How do we know that?
The Urban Institute based that figure on the census, and so it is likely to be an undercount because the census only captured people who identify themselves as living in same-sex households.
Mm-hmm.
And the Urban Institute looked at people who identify themselves as living in same-sex households and also serving in the military.
Mm, okay.
So it is a very conservative and likely low number, but certainly a solid estimate of how many people are currently serving. And even though discharge numbers are down, every single one of those over 65,000 service members could be discharged any day if the wrong person at the wrong time decides to make an issue of their sexual orientation. And so they live as second-class citizens within the military every day.
So if we're not discharging folks from the front line, where are we discharging them? What areas are we discharging them from?
I mean, there are discharges from almost every unit. Most of the discharges for 2004.
And that's really what I'm talking about. It's
right.
Like while we're in this occupation, where are we getting them from? Where are we taking them from?
Many are coming from training facilities, but they are from all different bases and units, and that's part of the sort of cruelty of this policy. Is it really depends on who your commander is, what the commander decides is important, who finds out, and who has a grudge. So we see not from a specific area or type of unit. We see doctors, linguists, pilots from various bases and units across the country being separated.
Well, if we acknowledge the fact that we are in war, And if we acknowledge the fact that we are being the military, 80,000, army, 80,000 people short of recruitment, and if we acknowledge that one of the reasons why we were attacked on 9/11 is because our CIA and Foreign Service folks did not hire enough people that were specialists, that were linguists, that were the types of specialists to help us keep us from being attacked. Isn't it a bit schizophrenic for the military to have discharged 7 biological and chemical warfare specialists, 12 or 20 combat engineers, 41 healthcare professionals, 9 language specialists? Isn't it schizophrenic to get rid of them and to send other folks to the front line at this type of a time in our country's history?
I think absolutely, and I think not only that, but we also have people who choose not to continue their service because they don't want to live as second-class citizens, even if they're not actually discharged under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And we also have an entire pool of people who, you know, some of our best and brightest who won't join because although they would serve, but they won't live in the closet, and they won't lie about who they are. And so we are doing our nation a great disservice by excluding a whole segment of our population from service at a time when we need people.
Desperately.
It does seem to be absurd, which I think is why we're starting to see more attention to this issue and more people calling for a change.
And I want to talk about that, but we're going to take a break and come back and talk about some surprising folks that are joining in the discussion and even in the battle to change the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. I'm talking to Shara Greer, Director of Law and Policy for Service Members Legal Defense Network. She's joining us from Washington, D.C., and we're talking about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Does it make sense now? Has it ever made sense? I'm Liz Brown. This is The Wake Up Call. Stay with us. Time has come today. The place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top 6 appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% of the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
ALS is a disease that can paralyze the body, yet the mind remains alert and clear. ALS is a disease that you can help fight, and all you need is your feet. The ALS Association, along with WGNU Radio, invite you to walk with us on Saturday, June 25th at Steinberg Rink in Forest Park. To join the walk, pick up your registration forms at WGNU or register online at www.alsa-stl.org or you can call 314-534-0610. We'll look forward to seeing you on Saturday, June 25th at the walk to defeat ALS.
Science or religion, Republican or Democrat, politics, education, crime, or you just want to talk about Girl Scout cookies. What's your opinion? What's your solution? Tell me, Dave Linehan, on Radio Free St. Louis, WGNU, Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Try your best.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I am talking to Shara Greer, Director of Law and Policy for Service Members Legal Defense Network. She's joining us from Washington, D.C. We're talking about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. Shara, welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's talk about how the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy since 10 years with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy. How are we doing in Congress now that we have a war going on? Are people's attitudes changing?
They are, and this year we saw for the first time since 1993 a bill introduced to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell and replace it with a policy of non-discrimination.
Mm. Who introduced that?
Marty Meehan, who's a representative from Massachusetts, who's on the House Armed Services Committee, introduced the bill in March with over 50 co-sponsors. Now there are over 84 co-sponsors in the House, including 9 members of the House Armed Services Committee.
And how are we doing, Republican, Democrat, on the support of this?
There are 4 Republicans who are currently co-sponsors, and some surprises. Wayne Gilchrist, who is a Republican representative from Maryland, who is a Vietnam veteran, former Marine, who in 1993 supported Don't Ask, Don't Tell, has changed his mind and is speaking out that, you know, as a, you know, former service member, he thinks it's time to change the law.
But he and why did he change his mind on this, did he say?
For several reasons. One, acknowledging that he did serve with gay men in Vietnam and honoring their service. And he's also been influenced by his family and his brother, who is gay, and has, you know, over the last 12 years come to realize that gays and lesbians serve, you know, with honor and distinction.
So where do we think that this bill is going to go? We have over 80 co-sponsors or co-signers on the bill, Democrats and Republican Armed Service Committee members. Where is the bill going to go? What do you think?
Hopefully it will continue to build momentum, and hopefully there will also be a Senate companion bill in the near future.
Have you talked to the United States, any senators out there? What's their sense over on that side?
Certainly have been speaking with many senators. It's going to be a matter of timing and of support, and as hopefully people outside of D.C. realize the Senate has been fairly busy this year.
Yeah, you think?
So, they've had several things on their plate. But this
yes,
is an issue
have.
That is getting more and more attention by members of Congress, particularly as we keep seeing repeatedly problems with recruiting and retention in especially the Army and the Marine Corps.
And there are also some pressures that are being that are coming to bear outside of the Congress. We have a lawsuit that's going on in Boston.
Yes, filed in December of last year, 12 veterans filed seeking reinstatement into the armed services, all of whom had served in the current war on terror and who want to return and would still be serving were it not for the fact that they are gay and lesbian.
And this is it's a hearing that's going to be next month, actually.
That's correct. The date actually just changed. Now on July 8th. There will be a argument regarding the next steps in the case.
And there's the third wheel to this. Where's the White House?
The White House and the administration have maintained that they are supportive of a Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, and that has been their position.
But they've gone a little further than just simply saying that they are in support of the current policy as it exists and the way that it's being implemented. They've taken a position on this lawsuit as well.
They have. The lawsuit, Cook versus Rumsfeld, which Service Members Legal Defense Network represents the veterans along with a law firm, the government has filed what's called a motion to dismiss in response to the complaint, basically saying the legal landscape remains the same and therefore the case should not proceed, which gets somewhat complicated. There were a series of lawsuits following the passage of the law in 1993 challenging the constitutionality of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and those lawsuits failed. All the courts that heard the arguments found that Don't Ask, Don't Tell was constitutional. The current, our position is that case law in the intervening years has changed the legal landscape, and that there is now new reason to look at the constitutionality of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And the government's position is that there is not. Okay. So that is the very simply put, the issue currently before the court.
And let me get to a caller or two here. Dennis, you have a question for our guest?
Yes, basically two questions. When the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy came out, didn't Colin Powell oppose that when he was chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff? And he had a falling out with Clinton over there?
Sure, is that correct?
Colin Powell supported Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and supported the continuation of the ban on gays and lesbians.
So first he supported the initial ban.
Yes.
And then he supported this policy as well.
Correct.
Okay.
And then the second one would be, I remember that case with Lieutenant Cully Flynn, I think that was her name, when she was kicked out of the Air Force. She was the first female bomber pilot. She was kicked out for adultery, and I was wondering, if there's a double standard there, how many people get kicked out for adultery as opposed to being gay?
I'll be honest with you, I don't know the answer on the statistics on people who are kicked out for adultery. They are sort of separate issues. I mean, the difficulty with Don't Ask, Don't Tell is people are kicked out for simply being or saying who they are, as opposed to engaging in any kind of misconduct.
It's a different thing.
Yeah,
well, because,
it's a different thing.
The reason why I bring that, because like on the issue of adultery, in an article I was reading about, especially, in concern with Lieutenant Flynn, was that usually what happens with adultery is an officer would get counseled or, told not to do that again. And since, being gay and, committing adultery, sexual things like
that. So you're making the argument that there's more empathetic response to clearly a wrong act as opposed to empathy for or understanding for someone for who they are.
Yeah, it's like a double standard.
Very good. Thanks for your call and your question. Let me get to another question here. Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, Liz?
Fine.
How would I talk to you, say something to your call? I think you guys got a good fight. I was in the military for 15 years. And at least they are admitting that they're discriminating against homosexuals because they're gay. But the times I was in the military, especially when I was stationed in Washington, there was a fight going on because they were railroading African-American males out of the military. And they don't admit that they're doing it because they're black. So you guys got a good fight because at least they're admitting it. You can eventually have the right legal environment to win your case. And good luck.
Thanks for your call. I mean, there is a difference in terms of the visibility of the fight, if you will. Do you think, Shara?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, first I want to thank the caller for his service. And yes, there is a difference. I mean, there are some analogies between racial integration and also bringing women into the military, but the gays and lesbians are currently serving. And so it does make for a different dynamic in that it is much more difficult to identify who is gay and lesbian and bisexual currently serving unless they are found out or tell someone.
And in terms of, there's one more interesting component to this battle. There was a U.S. Military Academy professor that wrote a column urging Congress to repeal the ban. Talk to us about that. That's pretty significant, isn't it?
It is. Lieutenant Colonel Bishop, who's an instructor at West Point, wrote an editorial letter to the editor in the Army Times, and he is the highest-ranking person who has expressed an opinion that Don't Ask, Don't Tell should be changed while he was still serving, which was a fairly bold move on his part, and also I think speaks to the changing attitudes of the military. I mean, here is a lieutenant colonel instructor at West Point who feels very strongly that gays and lesbians and bisexuals should be serving, and even went further to say that it was counter to the values of the military and of America to treat a segment of the population as second-class citizens.
Which gets us to the final point here. How is America responding to, how does America respond to the issue of the elimination of the don't ask, don't tell policy? And how did the public respond to this letter written by a person of such high rank at West Point?
The public is now overwhelmingly supportive of allowing gays and lesbians to serve openly. The most recent Gallup poll found that 79% of the American public supports open service, and the numbers have been consistently over two-thirds of the American public, even if you go to a Fox News poll a year and a half ago. The American public supports service. And the reaction to Lieutenant Colonel Bishop's letter to the editor was quite remarkable. I mean, it was written in the Army Times, which is a primarily read by service members and veterans, and there had been some concern that he would receive a lot of negative reaction from his colleagues and peers and fellow service members, and he didn't, and was very pleasantly surprised.
While that is somewhat anecdotal, do we have any information or any surveys or polls that have been taken about how the United States military folks would respond to the elimination of the don't ask, don't tell and gays serving openly in the military? Is their attitude different than the general public out here?
There has been much less polling of the military community on this issue. There was a poll in October of last year that found for the first time that the majority of junior enlisted service members were supportive of open service, while the senior enlisted and officer corps were still less than a majority supportive of open service. But that is a dramatic change over the last 10 years in terms of increased support for open service.
And finally, I just want to end with this statistics. Gay discharges have declined by 47% since September 11th, 2001. Has there ever been such a huge drop in discharges discharges based upon sexual orientation?
As I said, we did see a similar drop in the first Gulf War and also during Vietnam. The statistics are a little difficult to compare, but that is consistent with the historical trend of the significant drop when we desperately need troops.
Shara Greer, Director of Law and Policy for Service Members Legal Defense Network, joining us from Washington, D.C. Is there a website that people can go to find out more information?
Yes, www.sldn.org.
And your organization has been around for how long?
We were founded in the wake of the passage of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, so since 1993.
And tell us again what it is that you do?
Service Members Legal Defense Network is a legal services organization representing people in the military who have problems with Don't Ask, Don't Tell. We are also a lobbying organization that lobbies to change the law and a litigation organization working on impact litigation to try and change the law and related policies.
Shara Greer, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the Wake Up Call.
Thank you.
Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, Wake Up Call. I will be back after this. Stay with me. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me.
Son, what you don't understand, my words might never explain, so I am hoping that time will. Things may not go as you planned, dark clouds might bring you pain, but I will be in your heart still.
Experience one of the most haunted small towns in America. Take part in the History and Hauntings Extended Ghost Hunters Tour beginning at 7 p.m. Saturday, June 18th in Alton. Tickets are $30 per person. Contact www.prairieghost.com or call 618-465-1086.
Hello, this is Mel St. Clair.
And this is Stella Doris.
Inviting you to join us on Sunday mornings for the Sweet Sounds of Music.
And Glorious Songs of Inspiration broadcast.
Every week we bring you the best in gospel music.
Plus the most up-to-date church calendar news in St. Louis that you can use.
We even have guests drop in and visit us from time to time.
Yes, you never know what's going to happen.
So make it a part of your Sunday morning listening. That's the Sweet Sounds of Music.
And the Glorious Songs of Inspiration.
With Mel.
And Stella.
Sunday mornings from 9:30 a.m.
to 10:30 a.m.
right here on WGNU.
This is your wake-up call global news update. Dateline Boston. A research study by Johns Hopkins School of Public Health indicates that the government has spent some $200 million on quality improvement organizations that are supposed to be improving the medical care of Medicare beneficiaries. But it's not working. The project researchers could find no difference in improvement between hospitals who took part in the quality improvement programs and those who did not. Five clinical areas were studied using 15 quality indicators specifically targeted by the quality improvement organizations. The findings are in the latest edition of the Journal of the American Medical Association. And Dateline Baghdad. The widespread lawlessness in Iraq is making the United States think about the unthinkable, offering amnesty to the insurgents to make them quit. American and Iraqi officials have started to compose an amnesty policy which would extend to militants fighting against U.S. forces. This plan is being viewed as a way to split the insurgency between Iraqis and non-Iraqis in order to isolate outsiders such as Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says it will be up to the Iraqis to decide who gets amnesty, and he backed off commenting on whether he would protest amnesty for anyone who had killed American troops. This latest development comes out of a realization that military force alone may not be enough to end the insurgency. Over the past few weeks, Shiite and Sunni leaders say they have met with insurgent groups in an effort to get them to lay their weapons down. What they've heard back is the following. Insurgents want guarantees that attacks against Sunni cities will end, that thousands of detainees be released by the U.S., and that American occupation comes to an end right away. This is your wake-up call global news update.
Scientists and doctors are agreeing more and more that diet can determine whether a person lives a long, healthy life or a life full of unnecessary disease and even death.
I have diabetes. And after gradually changing my diet and getting more exercise, I've noticed my sugar level has become stable and my feet don't swell as much.
My blood pressure has been high for 3 years. Once I stopped eating salt and slowed down on eating oily foods, my blood pressure has gotten back to normal.
It seems like I gained weight just by looking at food. But now that I have the knowledge and most importantly the discipline to make conscious healthy choices, my whole life has changed.
Obesity, diabetes, and heart disease cause millions of deaths each year. Every 45 seconds, someone in America suffers from a stroke. Join the battle against these controllable and preventable diseases. Listen to Healthy Alternatives.
Create a healthy future today.
Hi folks, this is Decent Guy Don, ace black helicopter pilot, your certified conspiracy hunter and all around decent person. If you want to hear 3 hours of rock'em sock'em beat up on the New World Order crowd, tune in here at WGNU 9:20 a.m. every Wednesday, 10 o'clock in the morning. We do a no razzmatazz brass knuckles war on the New World Order crowd. Their house of cards is about to come crashing down, my friends. Come listen to the thunderous crash as we pull the linchpin from the fragile ivory towers of the neocons and insiders in Camp Run Amok every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. with Decent Guy Don at WGNU 920 a.m. Radio Free St. Louis. Stay tuned.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown, living my life as an African and loving it. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up, get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
What's up, Ms. Brown?
Good morning.
Might have been maybe a year or so ago we spoke last, and we talked about the Kobe Bryant situation and the Michael Jackson situation.
Yes.
I told you I didn't think neither one of them gentlemen was going to prison.
Yes.
And you said you thought Kobe might walk, but Michael might be in trouble.
Uh-huh.
So it's good to know that we went 500 on that, huh?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Now, you know, an interesting thing is emerging. We've had all these folks call up, talk about the war in Iraq, and as time continues to move on, we see things like the Downing Street memo emerge, and the American people are going to have to deal with this contradiction that they've been played. And it's costing folks lives because they got played.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Here's the thing. He lied. We died. Impeach him.
I agree.
Period. Dot.
I agree.
He lied. We died. Impeach him.
And there's a basis there, and I agree with Congressman Conyers to get that motion started, even if nothing comes of it. We can impeach people over.
Well, I'm encouraged. The Democratic Party in Wisconsin has voted for impeachment. Is talking the I word. I talked to Congressman Starks this morning from Oakland, about y'all Democrats need to get out here and have some statements about impeachment. And don't tell me about, Congressman Starks was very clear about, well, we need to be very, very clear. No, be very, very certain. No, we don't.
Wouldn't no,
if we can have a conversation about somebody's zipper, we certainly can have a conversation about impeachment with this guy. You don't have to be cautious. You don't have to. The man lied to Congress. That's impeachable. Period. Dot. He lied to Congress. Period. Dot. Impeach him. Impeach him.
One final thing here. We've finally been able to get an admission out of these folks about state-sponsored terror against the community of Africans in this country.
Well, no. Let's be clear about these folks that we got it, because we're being told that the United States Senate apologized for lynching. No, they didn't. What they did was some of them took a voice vote and said that it was wrong that we didn't have a law. And let's be clear on the states who didn't even sign on the legislation. We have 100 senators. Nobody from Alabama signed on it. Nobody from Georgia signed on it. Nobody from Kentucky signed on it. Nobody from Mississippi signed on it. And I just want to, if you just allow me, just one second, please. Alabama has a man that is running for the governorship of Alabama, right? This is the same man who said, I want the federal troops to come and get me because he was a judge. I am not going to remove the Ten Commandments from the courthouse. Now, he took a stance, and Alabama took a stance, and Alabama is fixing to elect this man governor. But nobody from Alabama signed on to a little resolution by voice vote saying, yeah, we should have had a law that said a federal law say you can't kill people. Ain't that some stuff?
Yeah, well, it just goes to show the so-called democracy, nothing but disguised hypocrisy. Malcolm used to talk about it. And it just goes to show that we need to be battling for what they owe us, because they owe us a lot over here.
An apology by some folks, by voice vote, with their fingers crossed, don't mean nothing. Give me the money. People lost their families. They lost their homes. They lost their property. They lost money. Pay them.
That's right. Reparations is just cause, and we need to fight that battle.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Scott.
Yeah. So basically the military is saying that gays are not free to say who they are.
But we will send them to the front line.
Yeah, so it's freedom and democracy, freedom and democracy, freedom and democracy.
For some.
Yeah, it's a lie. It's hypocrisy, and he's just using those two words, freedom and democracy, to manipulate people. I mean, that's what they do. They do a poll, and they say, "Oh yeah, you should use freedom and democracy five times in your speech," and then that will cause these dummies to go ahead and give us more support for the war in Iraq. You know.
And Scott, can I share just a little factoid with you about that, just to show that to underscore what you've said? A recent study by the GAO shows that the don't ask, don't tell policy has cost nearly $200 million for the replacement and training of personnel who were discharged as a result of the ban, and also 800 specialists with critical skills have been fired, 322 linguists, 54 of them who specialized in Arabic. Because they gay. Ain't
yeah,
that some stuff?
It's stupid. It goes against freedom and democracy, freedom and democracy. So,
there you go.
Supposedly what Bush says we're fighting for and trying to spread all over the world.
He lied, we died, impeach him.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks for your call. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Yes.
Yes, quickly, please.
Henderson.
Yes, Henderson.
Yes, what I was calling in about is a comment as far as when the war has started, and they were saying they support the troops. But right now, the troops are asking for people to volunteer and join. I think that's the time they need to start joining, now, those who say they support the troops. And those who said they were young enough, now it's up to 40, they can go help the troops now.
There you go.
So
take,
I haven't heard take no those. One saying they go over there and help the troops now.
Oh, you know, take those made in China bumper stickers off about how much you support the troops and join up. If you want to support them, join them.
Yeah, because the troops saying they need some help.
They say they need a whole lot of help. Join them. Take the magnets off those made in China magnets.
All those who going to college and... So, who's not a patriot, they can go be patriots.
There you go.
Now.
Take care of yourself.
Right.
Gotta roll.
Okay.
My name is Liz Brown. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Don't forget, we archive daily at thewhiterosesociety.com. I'll be back tomorrow. Stay strong.
I will never say the progress that you made. If you took a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no problem.
WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis. 920 on your AM dial.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryan. Australian hostage Douglas Wood has been rescued in Iraq. The 63-year-old engineer has a heart condition and was held in Iraq for 6 weeks. Wood was found by Iraqi forces during a search of a neighborhood in Baghdad.
He was under a blanket and he was tied down.